All right, first off, on this monitor that sits right in front of me on the console, with this big box that says alarm, what is that?
That is our new off-air system. It's not fully implemented yet, though.
What's it going to replace?
That little light bar on the left of the monitor.
Oh. The one that has all the six, or just five stations. I guess we don't care about 1190.
I never realized that.
I never pay attention to them because when they flash, you don't know if anybody's off the air or not.
Yeah.
Plus, what am I going to do? Like, say the edge starts flashing, then it's off the air. I don't know where their transmitter control is.
Mm-mm. Do you know where the Eagles is?
Down here to my left someplace in one of these boxes.
Okay. At least that's closer. You're in the ballpark. You can find it.
I probably should learn how to. I used to know. I realized I don't have to know, so
right.
Screw it.
I don't blame you. But if you needed to, you could.
I could turn it. I know how to turn the flashing light off.
Please don't.
No, I know how to do that. If it says, hey, you're off the air, I know how to reset it and just turn the light off.
Oh.
Because that gets irritating.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought that was code for shoot it out.
So there's... Right now it says systems normal. It's got a little digital readout on the front of it. And a big sign on top of it. About the size of a small pack of cigarettes. It says alarm.
It's like a glass looking or plastic cube.
The part that says alarm. I wonder if that lights up.
That's nice.
The thing is, though, if we're off the air, mm-hmm. What happens first? The listeners call. No lights flashing here.
Mm-mm.
We got warning lights on the wall. We don't know what they do.
Nope. We got a yellow. We got a red. And those are spinny lights.
As if it matters.
I don't
care if it's a full-blown police car light bar. We still know what it does. We go off the air, listeners always call. And then I can flip from what we're listening to in our headphones to the actual air monitor, which is like 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
But I can still tell if we're off the air.
Right.
I wonder what this new unit costs that's sitting on top of this monitor.
I know that every station is getting one, and they're all custom-made.
I want to test it, but I don't know how. I wonder if it just it'll set the alarm off if there's no carrier.
I see what you're saying.
If I just shut all the mics off and we shut up for about a half a minute.
Let's give it a shot.
I don't like that. I think it affects our ratings somehow.
Let's not do that.
And I don't mean as far as an entertainment value. With the newer rating system, I think we have to make noise.
So we could really put a monkey slapping cymbals together and still register.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. It's like 10 minutes ago. Bo Roberts walked in here. I said, well, what are you doing here? Oh, man, my daughter wanted to see Chili Willy. Cool capuchins.
What?
Some kind of ice monkeys?
No. Oh, Arctic Monkeys. The band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very popular with young women.
Did you go see them, Kenzie?
No, but yeah. Every person out there is a young girl dressed in nightclub wear.
All right. Is this a band that The Edge plays?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder how Bo knew about it.
Well, didn't he say his daughter's a fan?
Yeah, but how did his daughter know that they were going to play up here in the our performance studio? I didn't know.
She probably saw it somewhere on the Edge website. Hey, Dad, since you work for Clear Channel, you're getting me in.
You could tell Bo was really excited about it.
Yeah.
I was wondering why I saw him this afternoon. I don't usually see him this late in the day.
I think both of us, we're pretty close in age, and he just seems a lot more pissed off at life than I do.
It's because he's still doing mornings.
He said, yeah, we sat there and we watched him play. He goes, you really missed, air quotes, really missed something.
Oh my God, you're, it's an old man bonding moment.
All right, so this new alarm system that's set right in front of me, which I know is going to become irritating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on yet?
It's kind of on. They're testing it right now. It's not fully implemented, though. Apparently, when a station goes off the air, it's supposed to read out with an error message. We have to take that error message and cross-reference it against a sheet.
What is this, the Hunt for Red October? Where somebody's got to break open an envelope and we all concur?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm going to put the key
around.
Isn't
that the right movie?
You got it. No. You're thinking Crimson Tide.
What's the one with Denzel?
That's Crimson Tide.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. I'm going to put the nuclear key around my neck. It's like, you
get that key!
No.
Take it from me. Okay, so it can't just display on here KDGE off air. It's just going to say error.
Exactly. It's going to say error one, error two. At least that's the way engineering explained it to me yesterday.
But this is...
How are we going to know how to decode it?
We're supposed to have a sheet, but we don't have that sheet yet.
Will we get a sheet?
Yeah.
We will.
Will there be a new one every day with different codes?
Possibly.
Are we going to get the cool plastic thing that you break to get the paper out?
Yeah, and two of us get one.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. We need to have that.
Plus the briefcase.
Any type of special ring?
I think so. They're waiting for those to come in.
A ring?
Don't make me say the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say? Where did you find your ring?
Buck Rogers.
That's right.
Okay. Claude, does it give a brand name or anything on the backside of this thing?
No, it's totally blank.
That must be part of the completely customized. We must make them locally.
Because I was going to Google it and see what these things cost. Why would we have to have a customized system to tell us we're off the air?
Maybe they finally listened and realized that the other alarm, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 alarms in here don't work.
Well, what's the problem with just having the jock start screaming,
off the air!
Yeah, but on the back over here, it looks like kind of like wires in a bomb. They're exposed.
Is it something I need to look at? Just in case I ever have to work on it?
You're not working on anything. You stay away from that thing.
Yeah, they need to put some better...
Yeah, no. That needs some anti-rust housing. Hard metal...
See him coming in on, what happened to these wires? I bet Russ chewed through a couple of them.
Yes, hard metal, adamantium is preferred.
He didn't have any tools, so he just chewed through a couple of them.
The man can't help himself.
Okay.
Jesus.
These gifts over here to my left.
Uh-huh.
Who are those for or from?
I have no idea what those are. They were here when I walked in the studio.
These are from you, Kenzie?
Yes, your birthday gift.
You know, today we're celebrating Alfie's birthday.
What'd you get, Alfie?
Really?
Yes.
Is there anything in one of those that Alfie could have?
It's not your birthday.
Actually, it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to be behind like a week for everybody's birthdays, okay?
That's okay. That's what we do around here.
Yeah, it's fine. We're all guys.
I think last year, the year before last, I didn't get Alfie's present until February. Dan's, I don't know how much I missed his buy. I know it was a lot because I had to buy him a PlayStation 8. Just because I felt so bad.
He's still paying for that.
And I don't know how I could forget because three of our birthdays...
Mm-hmm.
Fall in like within a month. Mine's the 4th. Alfie's is 28th. Dan's is.
Yeah, what is it? Say it.
November 4th.
Oh, you're only off by 24 hours.
I'm writing this down.
Now, which 24 hours?
Well, what did I guess?
You guessed November 4th.
Third.
So, the closest day without going over.
Third.
You would be wrong.
Damn it. Okay. Anyway. And nobody ever reminds me. Hey, you know, November, what is it?
You were right there. Within 24 hours of the 4th.
They don't make you guess twice on The Price is Right.
Well, I'm giving you the extra chance.
Nobody would go, hey, you know, Dan's birthday's coming up on the 5th.
There you go.
They just let it pass. Nobody says anything. The only reason I remember clothes is his is the same day as my dad's. Kenzie, I don't know why I remember August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Just to me, that's one of those infamous days.
Yeah, the best infamous day.
The infamous is not a,
that's not a not positive
the,
word.
Not the way it works.
Infamous? Sorry.
Alfie, would you like your gift from us now?
Sure.
Okay. It is in the studio that you're in.
Okay.
My sofa there in the corner.
All right.
It's over on, it's going to be on your far left as you face the wall.
Got it.
Hidden by pillows.
All right.
See, as a man, that's how you wrap a gift.
They didn't have any bags at Best Buy.
If you don't have a bag, that's how you wrap a gift.
Holy, oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Is it a woman?
Yeah, I was going to say. Tiffany from Jaguars.
Woo-hoo, I see why he's so excited.
Holy crap.
I know it's not a still camera, which you like, but I thought this would be open up your realm for other things.
Hell yeah. Oh my, it's an Air Drone 2.0.
Nice.
Elite edition.
Damn right it is.
Hell yeah.
The cam, HD cam.
HD cam.
That's from all of us and not Kenzie.
Nobody told me. Chloe, you're supposed to tell me.
Hey, they don't tell me. You don't even think you get special treatment.
I'm not even sure what your phone number is now. You have had three different phone numbers in the last 3 months.
I'm not checking. Are you talking to Kenzie?
Yes.
Okay.
Russ has been the same for like 15 years.
Thank you, everybody, but Kenzie.
You could have told me this
morning.
You're
welcome, Alfie.
Alfie, I'll get you a gift for Friday.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I didn't know.
Is that something you would enjoy?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Well, we had a hard time. We don't. It's hard for us to keep track of what you've stolen.
Yeah, the two people on the show most difficult to buy for, it's Russ and Alfie. Russ, because he buys everything he wants. Alfie.
Takes.
Yeah.
And nobody gave Alfie any type of edict of, you don't steal anything until after your birthday.
Damn it. That's my bad. I should have seen that. That's my oversight.
So we all got together, decided that was going to be best, and we also have over-under on how long it takes before you lose your drone.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid about that.
I'm not. I'm hoping we get all our money back.
I would, since I've had one, I would play with it in the house for a while.
And kind of get used to it?
Yeah, and don't take it out on windy days. Or days. I'm done. Because it wasn't windy the night that I had it out. I was shooting aerial shots of fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
That was at night. It's not windy at night. It just decides, hey, I'm going cruising. Even though they're supposed to have safety features, if it loses contact with the remote control, it's supposed mm-hmm. to go into a hover mode and just sit there.
But no.
Mm. And I'm mashing on the remote control, and it's like me having a conversation, argument with my brain the other night. You gonna land? No, I'm not. I think you are.
Make me.
I got an email from a couple of people. You got to do that brain thing more often.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah. It's just me arguing with myself.
Yeah, but it's pretty relatable.
Yeah, and your brain's an a-hole.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Quick.
It wasn't really a matter of being quick. It's things that anytime any of us have been sick, you know, you're going to puke. Mm-hmm. You're trying to negotiate. What you do is you screw up and you start praying to God when it's your brain that's controlling everything. So your brain probably is pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to God for? I'm the one that's running everything.
Well, I didn't mean to bat.
I'm mad now.
Oh, no. Alfie pulled the clip. I think it's about a minute.
I'd like to hear it.
Let me see. Oh, no. Oh, that's too long.
Let's play a little bit of it.
All right.
I am now your brain. Think of how many times you said, I'm not going to puke. Who won?
All right, that's not fair. Because you start playing tricks and you start spinning the room.
That's how I always win.
So you can't play fair.
I don't have to play fair. I'm your brain.
What?
You can what all you want. But it's...
I see why you got emails.
I realize now what the relatability is. Is I start getting excited at the end of the clip, but my brain stays calm, which is a technique we use with chicks a lot.
Yes.
That's why this is irritating.
But you go vomit.
I own you.
I kind of like this bit.
I like it.
I'm going back and forth with my brain.
Did you have too much to drink?
I don't know.
I think you did.
See what happens when you let you decide?
You can't lie to me.
Really? You're going to lie to me? Because, you know, me and your stomach are buddies.
Hey, there's no reason to bring him in.
Too late. Now, you're going to start doing the cricket pump move.
Please don't make me do that.
Sorry, it's out of my hands. The stomach's already in on it. I'll start it slow just because I like you.
How is that?
You'll cough up a little bile.
Don't.
And then the rest of it's going to come up.
I'm not going to let it out.
Fine, keeping your mouth swallowed again. See what happens.
It's like how the brain and the stomach are buddies. Me and the appendix, not so much.
Yeah.
I think I got nothing to say to the appendix. It's useless.
Yeah.
It's the biological Dan Lewis. I don't talk to anything that they could take out we won't miss.
That's why I feel I can kind of take it or leave it with the gallbladder.
Gallbladder, spleen, appendix. Wait a minute. Do you need the spleen?
It's nice to have.
Okay. I'll send him a e-vite.
It just kind of scares me that my brain is a bigger asshole than I am.
It's not due to a lack of trying.
By the way, we're back to the recording now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know it's got to be hard to follow with listeners. Mm. To negotiate with it. I will not vomit.
Okay.
I won't. But I think happy thoughts.
Spin in the room.
You want to go faster?
I am your brain. I am now in charge of the Himalaya. I'm going to start playing Love.
Anybody know what that is? I know Clo knows.
Yeah, Clo knows.
You don't?
No. I probably know it. I just don't recall it.
It's a ride at Six Flags.
Oh, State Fair?
Yeah.
Oh.
The one that goes backwards?
Yes.
And they would always play. I don't know why the song stuck in my head that my brain threw out. But the guy would always go, you want to go faster? Well, we're going backwards in circles. What do I care?
Right.
But that was their big thing. Well, it was called the Himalaya, right? The
Himalaya, and there was another kind of famous one called the Roto Disco.
Was it Six Flags or State Fair?
Somewhere. I don't know. Sticks out.
Same as the Roto Riculus, is it?
I don't think so.
I think that was with Cyrus Cosmo at Six Flags.
Yeah.
I've totally confused myself on this entire bit. It just kind of scares me that my brain is a bigger asshole than I am.
It's not due to a lack of trying.
To negotiate with it. I will not vomit.
Okay.
I won't. But I think happy thoughts.
Spin in the room.
You want to go faster?
I am your brain. I am now in charge of the Himalaya. I'm going to start playing Love is Like Oxygen. And I'm going to ask you if you want to go faster. Think of it as your own State Fair of Texas.
All right, we got a break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
336, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Starting off, well, actually, the only accident right now is a big one in Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident there. It's blocking the HOV and the left lane. That has traffic completely stopped back from Legacy. All in all, it's about a 45-minute delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
All right. Go.
All right, Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight, clear skies, 54 for low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 80. Right now, 76 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right, Kenzie, bring up Alfie's camera so I can see it. Put it online. Alfie, look at the camera. Yeah, it does look out of focus.
Are you drunk? No, I don't think so.
All right, I was trying to fix it during the break, and I forgot that AC/DC song is only like 2.5 minutes long. I don't want to go mess with it because that new AC/DC... I think it's that's about the only time we leave the studio monitors up when a song's playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No offense to the rest of the stuff we play. It's just new.
We like new.
And it rocks. Cool.
When is the rest of the album supposed to? I think it's...
December 2nd.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they released the Play Ball thing pretty early, but I'm sure that's due in part since TBS used it for the baseball playoffs.
I wonder, well, AC/DC had to contact them. It's not like TBS was sitting around going, hey, I wonder what AC/DC's got an album coming out this year.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that it was their label that did it. They realized, hey, this makes sense. The guys have decided to make another song about balls. Let's tie this to some sports.
If they could work football in it just for a special version.
Oh, yeah.
Be great for Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It doesn't really say baseball. You just assume, I think Dan pointed out, you assume it's baseball because they never really start football games. Let's play ball.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. Yeah, baseball starts. The game starts when the umpire says play ball.
Okay. Let me get this out of the way so I don't get any more emails about it. Monday, we were talking about movie blunders.
Yeah.
Talking about Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the, what was it? The how many shots Loomis fired?
Yeah. The opening of Halloween 2 that picks up where Halloween 1 left off. Mm-hmm. It's the same night. Still Halloween. Theoretically, it's supposed to be Halloween 1978.
Yeah, because the first one ends with Loomis shooting Michael Myers and he falls off the balcony.
Right.
Movie's over. Credits roll.
So, and I think for Halloween 2, they reshot a little part of that sequence, but not a lot. They didn't just take the end of Halloween 1 and stick it at the beginning of Halloween 2.
Okay.
But, emails I got, you need to stop talking about things that you don't know about. First of all, I will not.
Oh my God. That's half the show.
You know anything about guns and you don't know anything about movies, especially Halloween. Okay. They do make 7 and 8 round revolvers. Okay, I didn't know it. But I know he wasn't supposed to shoot him 7 times. So, here's the ending of Halloween, the original movie.
Oh, no, you didn't.
This is where Michael comes out of the room, grabs Lori, and she's able to pull Michael's mask off.
Okay.
How many?
6.
What are you laughing at?
First of all, we all counted 6, and second of all, the cartoon body drop.
Yeah, Chloe can't stand that.
I think it's hysterical.
Well, he fell off a second-story balcony.
I know, and every single time the coyote fell off the cliff, it made the same noise.
And the Pink Panther.
And the Pink Panther, yeah.
Hang on, let me see.
I think we've got the same effects in the station.
You're right, it is the same.
Yup. I've listened to my fair share of cartoon sound effects.
Okay, so we all counted six.
Yeah, six. And that was the end of Halloween.
Here's the beginning of Halloween 2.
Okay.
Same scene.
Right.
Ready?
Yeah. That's seven.
Mm-hmm. Now, since I'm way ahead of these a-holes that have been emailing.
Let me guess. Do they call you idiot and stuff like that?
They call me words.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you stop talking about things you don't know. First of all, never challenge me on Halloween.
Or guns.
Well, some guns. I didn't know that they made 7-8 round revolvers.
Yeah, because right after that, after we talked about it, I looked it up. And yeah, we all assumed six because that's what you're standard seeing. But no, it's 5, 6, 7, and 8 shot revolvers. And it's funny to look at because in the images you see, especially the ones with the 8 cylinders, it is like, that looks crazy.
It looks like something out of Roger Rabbit.
Exactly.
Okay. So, just so none of the a-holes think, well, you just took the beginning of Halloween 2 and added a gunshot.
No, you wouldn't do that.
So I pulled another scene from Halloween 2.
Okay.
This is where the sheriff pulls up and Loomis meets him at the end of the alley. Ready?
Okay.
Still beginning of Halloween 2.
Yeah.
Because the sheriff's not there yet.
Right.
Okay. This is where Loomis runs up to the sheriff.
I shot him 6 times. What? I shot him 6 times. I shot him in the heart.
Can't have gotten very far. Come on.
I shot him 6 times.
Yeah. Oh, he's really adamant about that. six times.
Yeah. That's one of the few times in the movie. Because most of his stuff is really kind of undersold, under a suppressed dynamic.
Right.
But I already knew that line. That's how I knew to go look for it. I shot him 6 times! How dare you challenge me on my Loomis. You know, it's hard to tell. It's like the sheriff's going, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure you did, kid. Old man, whatever.
I shot him 6 times!
Say...
I shot him six times. I shot him in the heart.
Can't have gotten very far. Come on.
I shot him 6 times.
Yeah.
This guy.
See, right there, doesn't it sound like Cher's going, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure you did.
Yeah, 6 times.
Crazy old man.
I don't even know if you even aimed that gun.
Can't have gotten very far. Come on.
I shot him 6 times. Yeah. This guy, this man, he's not human.
Just calm down. We'll go watch Wapner.
Shot him 6 times. Kmart sucks.
See, now this is an instance where in the future, when you know that I can't let something go when a listener emails me telling me I'm wrong, you can't say anything. Because I've done this too, and you've told me to let it go.
Well, first of all, this is different because it's me.
Okay.
And the other thing is, all you had to do was go online. Instead of thinking you're going to jump me and it's going to end pleasantly.
Right.
Go online and or just, I think Halloween is on maybe, on Netflix or Hulu or something.
Yeah.
Go watch it. Go count. I didn't add the 7th shot. And again, I don't know how you missed that when you're putting together the beginning of Halloween 2. Well, you know, it was 3 years. So it came out in 78, and Halloween 2 was 81.
Okay, but you can't use, well, I forgot, as an excuse. You can go back and rewatch the movie, especially since the end of the first one you use in the beginning of the second.
I don't... And that's not one of those really continuity things of, oh, the glass the bottle was almost full, and then the next scene, it's like half full.
Right.
Well, yeah. Those are things that most people aren't going to notice. 7 shots, you're going to notice. Mm. right after he shoots him seven times, neighbor comes out.
Call the police!
See what the neighbors say. Is this another joke? I've been trick-or-treated to death. You don't know what death is.
Iconic line.
It was weird at the end of Halloween 1, after he saw that Michael wasn't on the ground. Dr. Loomis just had that look like, I knew it. Halloween 2, his look changes. Like, where did he go?
So, yeah, so at the end of the first one, he's sort of his worst fear confirmed, and in the second one, he's just total surprise.
Yeah. Did you forget you just looked outside and weren't surprised that he was gone? Then you come down the stairs, you walk out the front door. Did you forget down the stairs?
Yeah. He walked through a doorway. He forgot what he went down there for.
So I even had an argument with Leslie Nielsen about Halloween 1.
Really? And the Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure it wasn't some random neighbor that had the same name as the guy from the movies.
I said, we were probably interviewing and talking to him about...
Naked Gun?
Yeah, 33 and a third.
Makes sense. Probably need a lot of promo on that one.
I said, did you get any money for the short clip they used of you in Halloween? I wasn't in that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. He goes, nope, I was in prom night. I went, there was a clip of you in Halloween 1. Nope, prom night. I went, it was a clip. I think the movie was, I think it was the original Thing.
Oh, wow.
And Leslie Nielsen is in charge of some space camp or whatever. Because that was the argument. I went, yeah, it was Halloween 1.
Nope. Prom night.
Well, if you don't want any money.
Yeah, really. It's like, I'm trying to help you out here.
The kids, Lindsay and whatever the boy's name, they were watching TV, and that's what was on TV. A clip with Leslie Nielsen in it.
Mm. My guess is they probably had to pay something to the studio, but probably not to him. Especially since it's such an old movie.
But I've had arguments with people in Halloween. And I was right.
So there.
That is pretty ridiculous.
Okay.
You should put that on your resume.
What?
The fact that you argued something in Halloween with someone who was in it and won.
I put it on my website the day after we had Leslie Nielsen on. I pulled a screen cap from him in Halloween 1.
I was right. There. Told you. Had he never seen the movie?
I don't know.
Or did he just not pay attention to what was on the TV? Because I would think as an actor, you're self-absorbed enough to be like, hey, that's me.
My guess is...
Or a friend would have told him.
First of all, I think it was the original Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because John Carpenter went on to remake The Thing.
Right.
Maybe it was in public domain by 78. I don't know. It's not that big of a deal.
It might have been, but still I'm saying, had he watched it, I would think he would notice. And then friends of his who would have seen the movie would have noticed, hey, Leslie, you're in Halloween. But no, and it took up until him doing press for Naked Gun 33 and a third before it came out.
And he still didn't believe me.
That's sad.
Like, why would I make that up? You think I was getting you on just to piss you off about stuff?
Yeah, maybe he thought you were doing some wacky radio bit. Well, I'm going to talk to this guy and get the movie wrong intentionally. That'll make everybody laugh.
All right. Did the Cowboys win Monday night?
No, they didn't. They sucked.
I know we're a day late, but what happened?
They still sucked. It was they lost in overtime 20-17. They had two turnovers in the first half, which didn't help things. They also they couldn't make an adjustment on blitz pickups.
I don't know what that means.
The Redskins kept sending guys after Tony Romo, our quarterback. Mm-hmm. And our offensive line and running backs never did anything to adjust to pick them up to stop that from happening. Went ahead and pulled a few cuts, though, from Jason Garrett, the electric. Cut 8, Jason Garrett was asked, how were they able to break you guys down?
Well, just a lot of all-out pressures. And, you know, what happens when you play a team that does that, you really just have to make them pay. And you have to handle it. You know, minimize the negative plays, minimize the sacks, get the ball out of your hand, and then you have to really just make them pay. You catch one short, and you break a tackle, and you make...
He's talking
it
about the
It makes it sound
here.
Like you go out with a tire iron.
You got to make them pay. All right, that's it. No more blitzing.
Run now.
That would
Don't
be...
make me start quoting Huggy Bear. Bitch better have my money. So what is make them pay? What does it mean?
What he means is in the game, a lot of times they had 8 or 9 guys on the line of scrimmage in passing situations. Some of whom would blitz, some may not, but you don't know exactly who's going to. In that situation, that means you've got man coverage on your wide receivers, and you have to make a play, like throw a quick slant or a jump ball, make the guy that's covering that guy miss, and you score a big play, make a touchdown, and then they stop doing that defense because you've shown you can beat it.
All right, I got most of that.
Okay, good.
You catch one short and you break a tackle and you make a big play, and we've been able to do that against them in the past. Unfortunately, tonight that never really happened. They made some critical sacks and critical disruptions on third down at key moments that didn't allow us to keep drives alive.
Then you had in the third quarter more of the problem picking up the blitz, despite having an entire halftime to figure it out. And a guy comes up the middle. Tony Romo starts to fall down to avoid getting hit, and he takes this guy's knee directly to his injured back.
Oh.
So he was out for all of pretty much the third quarter and some of the fourth. Cut 10, a reporter asked the very, you know, Pulitzer Prize caliber question, what did you think when Tony went down?
You know, you try to as best you can understand what's going on and do your best to make the right decisions for the football team. So,
Has anybody explained to you what happened yet? Because he makes it sound like I didn't really understand what was going on. You do your best to understand.
Yeah.
This game gets very confusing.
I know. It's lofty.
You
know,
you try to as best you can understand what's going on and do your best to make the right decisions for the football team. So obviously his health, just like the health of any player, is by far our number one concern. So you try to get information on that and you do the right thing.
That's not what he asked. What were your thoughts at that moment when you saw Tony get hit?
I'll tell you his thoughts. It was the same as everybody else in that stadium. Oh, And for all the people that hate Romo and think, he can't do anything, he can't win a Super Bowl with this team, even you thought, oh, yes, you did.
No one, about me or Garrett?
Just people in general.
I watched part of the game. I felt so bad. Monday night, I don't know what it is. I'm staying on my allergy meds.
Yeah.
I saw it when the game was tied.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had it tied 17-17. But really, it was the Cowboys did everything you're supposed to do to lose a football game at home in the NFL. They turned the ball over early and inside scoring in the red zone. They did that because DeMarco Murray, he leads the league in rushing, but he might also lead the league in fumbles. I have to check on that stat. That's really pissing me off, and that should be something that Garrett should say. But when Romo went down, Jason Garrett was thinking, oh, crap, there goes probably our season. Because the only person in that building that was excited to have the backup quarterback, Brandon Weeden, go in the game was backup quarterback Brandon Weeden.
Did Brandon help him win?
Well, they lost.
Oh, they lost?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they lost 20-17 in overtime. Brandon Weeden, actually, he did okay, but he needed to do a little bit better. But...
All right, so that's why it was a big deal today. I heard Jerry Jones talking about he actually corrected himself. Somebody asked, is Tony going to be able to play Sunday? He said, well, we haven't made that decision yet.
All right. I don't think that's not your call there, big guy.
All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
407. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Getting started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30 just before Jim Miller. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to 75. And in Plano, southbound 75 just before Plano Parkway. Still got that accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is completely jacked up back from Legacy. It's nearing an hour delay through that mess. But if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 54 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 80. Right now, 76 and 97.1 the Eagle.
You don't know what death is.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, here's one more thing from Halloween 2.
Okay.
I don't know if it was his first movie, but Dana Carvey was in Halloween 2.
Really?
He didn't have any speaking lines. He was part of the news crew.
Okay.
Out in front of the house, and some chick is giving him instructions. He's wearing one of those poofy lifesaver vest jackets, like Michael J. Fox did in Back to the Future.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wearing that and a baseball cap. It's at the beginning and at the end. You never see a full shot of him.
See, I like seeing things like that. Like, go back and see an old movie, and then you're like, hey, it's that guy or girl, whatever.
And I'm sure Dana Carvey would argue with me that he wasn't in it.
I think he'd remember.
I don't know. People seem to have a hard-on about that movie and me being stupid.
Well, it seems apparent that you've set them straight.
Okay, since we're a day behind on the Cowboys stuff, are we done with this?
I'll give you a couple other cuts since it was a big deal since the Cowboys lost that night. And also a big deal because Tony got hurt. Now, the reason why him getting kneed in the back is a big deal because his season ended one game early last year because of a herniated disc in his back. So he just stayed on his back in the middle of the field for a little while, then went to the locker room, came back out. So anyway, he came back in, was rusty. Now leading up to this next week, as you mentioned earlier, Jerry Jones said that it's nothing season-ending threatening injury, but it's a pain tolerance thing, meaning can he actually function as a quarterback in the game coming up on Sunday? Jason Garrett, though, cut number 11. This is Jason Garrett, full Jason Garrett, when asked, what's your prevailing thought on this game?
Well, I think as much as anything else, you have to do the things that winning teams do. And, you know, we already talked about the fumbles, you know, lost two fumbles and at different times. They made some critical stops. You know, third down has been so good for us, you know, up to this point in the year, and it wasn't quite as good tonight. And they were able to put some pressure on the quarterback, get us behind the chains a little bit. Hard to keep drives alive when that happens. Different times, I thought our defense did a really good job. Other times, not as good. I thought they had fairly good balance and were able to move the ball. We made some good stops, but not enough.
He is just general generic.
I know I've said this before, but you could play that on it. You don't even have to play it for press conferences for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Give that audio to any team that lost in the NFL on Sunday.
Exactly. And you're gonna hear the exact same stuff. It's just going to come out of a different head.
Okay, with the herniated disc, since I don't really know what that is.
That's bad.
Okay. Is this anything that eventually Romo, if he hit just right, could be paralyzed?
No. If it was anything like that, they would tell him. Let me rephrase. As far as I know, it's not anything like that.
Okay. Because it would be hard for me to go out and play knowing if I got hit just right in an area that's been hurt three times? Or twice?
Now it's three times with the knee in the back, yeah.
It would be hard for me to focus. I would make sure somebody was behind me the entire time.
You would want that, absolutely.
I want the biggest one we got. Right behind me.
And actually, the Cowboys do. And that's,
you put some type of rope or something, so we're harnessed together.
The guy that protects Tony's blind side is left tackle Tyron Smith. This is a guy that's like 6'6", 320 pounds, and he's not fat. He's not a typical lineman. The man's a big, big muscle. And none of the pressure that came at Romo was because of him. Any guy that he put his hands on pretty much just stopped right there. And there's a reason why they just gave him a $100 million contract, is to protect the other $100 million investment, meaning Romo's butt.
So how are they going to make that call with Roma Jones making the statement? It's going to be...
He says pain tolerance, but it's not something as simple as being able to just sort of like bite down on a stick and just bear it.
Yeah, this ain't a walk it off, bitch.
It's not. Thing. And the reason why it's not is because if you've never had any sort of back problem, then you just don't know. And sometimes it's not about whether or not you can deal with pain, because when your spine doesn't want to do something and doesn't want to allow you to do something, it's just going to not let you do it. And I had a friend.
And you're talking about somebody that's been hit in his back.
Yeah.
There are times I just slept wrong on the couch. My back hurt. I could take a sh-.
Yes, absolutely.
And you got this guy out running around with people still hitting him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have people trying to murder you. Meanwhile, you still have to find an open receiver, run away from the guy trying to murder you, and also recognize the defense, where the defensive coverage is, where your receivers are going, all these different things. All while thinking, my back.
I can't. Oh, no. Now I can't feel my legs.
Exactly.
What were you going to say about a friend of yours?
He had a herniated disc, and he was laid up for 4 months. Now, there's different severity, but he was on his couch with a pillow tucked between his knees on his side for about 4 months. Then he could start, you know, sort of the rehab process. He won't lift anything heavier than a bag of groceries now, because he's so paranoid about doing something else.
And this was from a football injury?
No, this is just a work thing. He lifted something at work, and it just decided to go, nah, and it shot out of his spine, and he hit the ground.
Hello, this is...
What was the guy's name?
Brian.
Brian, that's your brain. You're about to lift too much.
No, I don't think so.
Don't lift it. You realize I talk to your back as well.
I'm a big, grown-up, strong man. I can lift it.
Lift it. See what happens. Go ahead.
I will.
All right, then. Give me a second to find a sound effect. Well, it's certainly not in there. Well, this can't be it.
If worst case scenario.
The back's asleep.
Hey. I don't have bones breaking on my thing now. But you'll be able to hear it when it happens. Good luck. Say hi to the couch for me.
Alfie, you haven't said anything. You enjoying your birthday thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to download the app and stuff.
What app?
The app to control it.
I think you can control. Doesn't it come with its own remote control?
No, you have to use a smartphone or an iPad.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, that's right. When I had mine, it's been so long since I had mine and lost it, and I only got to play with it for a week.
Right.
I forgot. You can control it with either a smartphone or iPad.
That's pretty cool.
And you don't even have to mess with taking your finger and moving a toggle on the iPad.
Right.
You can just use the accelerometer, tilt the iPad forward.
Sweet.
And the drone will move forward, backwards, sideways, whatever.
That's sick. Oh.
I'm excited. It's charging right now. The drone's battery is charging right now. My iPad's charging right now.
All right. Tell me to shut up if everyone else has already thought of this. For some reason, it's just now hit me that we gave Stalker Alfie an HD drone.
That one didn't hit me.
Okay, I feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and he's pretty excited about it, too.
Of course he is.
iPad charge. I got everything charged. Everything's charging.
We just gave a stalker, like, basically the crown jewel in stalking equipment.
This will shoot at night, so I can get them in their back yet, or what? Nothing.
Does that have night vision?
It'll shoot at night.
Oh, no.
What?
It has a pretty good range on it, though, right?
Range as far as what?
Control.
I don't know. Mine got away. I'm not sure. I think it's about 150 feet.
How's that work for you, Alfie?
That'll be cool.
So you can control it through bushes?
Yeah, well, I mean, fence lines.
Hanging from trees and the shrubs. I think it's got to be line of sight, so if you're going to stalk, you need to probably do it through chain link fences.
Get you a nice ghillie suit.
Mickey ghillie?
Yes. Because that's completely inconspicuous. Hey, who's that by the fence?
I don't know, some cowboy. I think he owns a dance hall.
Alfie, get that.
What's a ghillie suit?
The sniper suit.
Oh.
The head-to-toe foliage. Although, you know, in the middle of a war zone, that's going to be pretty unexpected. Is that Mickey Gilly?
Old girls get prettier at stalking time. Not sure, but I think that's Mickey Gilly.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's freaky.
All right. Ready to start news?
Yeah.
More audio?
I do, and we can, but I just remembered, because they've been sitting in front of me, Kenzie's birthday gifts to you, since we just mentioned Alfie's birthday.
I feel bad about opening those in front of Alfie, since we're celebrating his birthday today, and Kenzie didn't even consider Alfie's feelings.
Don't worry about it. I know Kenzie's...
What?
I know she didn't intend to, but...
Show, Alfie.
She...
Do what?
It's the show.
Yeah. Go ahead, say. Was malicious.
I don't want to think that Kenzie is a bad person, but
you can stop there. That's good.
Yeah, that's solid. Now that's how you do it.
Okay.
Kenzie, which one would you like me to open first?
The big one.
All right. Somebody in the hall?
Oh, it's just Patrick Davis. He's just standing in the hall. Not at our door. He's just talking to someone semi around the corner.
Oh.
It's just odd because he doesn't normally do that.
Does he want in?
No, he's talking to someone around the corner.
Oh. Could you hand me the big one?
The big one? Sure.
Did you wrap this, Kenzie?
Yes, I did.
That's a nice box.
With a little help from my mom, but I did it.
How much help from your mom? Is this like a school project help from your mom? Okay.
I'm sorry. Turn your mic off. You didn't want the paper afterwards, did you?
No.
Okay. Thing my mom always did as a kid, open it neatly so we can save the paper.
Damn.
Tightwad bitch.
In that case, why even wrap it?
That's Christmas. It's supposed to be festive.
We would keep the bows. Yes. That was it.
Yeah.
The bows I give, but the paper, that's asking too much. Especially for a kid, Christmas or birthday.
Yeah, I'm supposed to. Yeah, I'm 6 or 7. I'm supposed to calm down.
No. Yeah, as a kid, if you had TNT and some blasting caps, you'd get that thing open.
Let me back away from the mic so I can get this open. Why do you people do that?
Oh, so did you tape the box?
Yeah.
Just to irritate you.
I do that when I run.
It's a Batman something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Do you know what it is, Dan?
Yeah, I saw the sticker on the front. I'm just going to let you unfurl it, and you decide what it is.
Yup.
Yeah.
These are Batman jammies?
It's a onesie. And the zipper has a Batman logo on it.
You got a hoodie footy.
And a hood.
Does it have feet?
Yup. It just doesn't have a butt flap.
That's all right. I know how to make those. And where do you think I'm going to wear this?
All day at your house. You know you are.
You're going to wear that up here.
The blankets. You're going to love that.
That's actually a smart gift on her part, because as much as you fall asleep on your couch, you'll be warm.
Yeah. And you watch movies and now you'll be all warm. And if you get cold, you can pull your little hood up.
And those times where you just lay on the floor. Bam, done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
The time you lay on the floor.
I lay on the floor when I slip on piss.
Well, this way you'll be comfortable and warm.
Do you think I just choose times where I went, yeah, that hardwood floor, that's going to be better on my back. I'll just lay on that.
That's nice and cool.
Yeah, what, don't you? You don't do that when you get drunk sometimes? You just lay on the floor?
I do if I'm trying to get to the bathroom to vomit.
Yeah. Oh. On the foot portion, does it have like the little tread thing? Maybe it'll help you keep from slipping in dog piss?
No.
No.
I can always put some treads on it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it on during one of the breaks.
I think you should. I think Kenzie would love that.
Yeah. That's very kind of you, Kenzie.
And the little one.
Don't throw it on the ground.
Well, I can't hold it. We got a break in about 2. Let me have the other one. I'm sorry, Kenzie. I can't waste.
Go for it.
Usually when you get Batman stuff, or if someone's shopping for you Batman stuff, we think, there's no point in buying him this. He probably already has it. However, with the PJs.
And most I'm a little nervous about this one.
Most of the Batman stuff I have, stuff other people have given to me as gifts. So it's not like I really collect a bunch of Batman stuff.
Right.
It just started, and then you would think, after I bought the Bat... No offense, Kenzie. After I bought the full-size Batmobile, people would stop giving me stuff. Because really, what else is there?
Yeah. I mean, I stopped buying you Batman stuff years ago. I focused on the things that you really needed, like whiskey.
Got you a weapon.
Oh, no.
Rubber band shooter, the Blaster Supreme.
I'm just kidding. There's another weapon in there.
I like this rubber band one.
It's a rubber band gun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the pen.
I don't see where the pen is.
It's on the far left. It's really a weird pen.
So that way I can keep track of all my kills?
Yep.
Really?
Because the this little rubber band gun is about the size... The barrel is about the size of a cigarette.
Okay.
Think of a cigarette with a handle and a hammer on the back of it.
Gotcha.
That kind of what it looks like?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay.
With rubber bands. That's nice.
Yeah, little short ones that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else in here.
Yes, there is.
Uh-oh.
Do you have that?
I do not have a bat knife.
Yes.
Is it a bat knife?
Yes.
That is a bat knife. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is cool.
And the bats come off so you can throw them.
That is really dangerous. You shouldn't have that.
Put your thumb so like the top.
Ninja
the
bats.
Bat, slide down.
I'm not doing it sliding anything.
You're going to cut yourself.
Yes, I am.
Do you want me to show you?
No, I do not.
You're going to cut yourself.
I know how it works. I've got a couple of bats ninja star thingies. This... All right, this is another one of those things. I don't think this is legal to carry.
Sure it is. You're carrying it. I don't see anyone arresting you.
What is the law? Is it the blade over 6 inches?
Four? It's four. Three and a half?
What is it?
I think it's four.
Wait, Alfie knows. He's got random weapons.
What is it? Hang on. Go ahead. Your mic's on.
I think it's four as well.
The blade.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be pushing it.
Yeah, I know what 4 inches looks like, and this is... I never have looked this good.
Okay, so you can't carry it, you know, as a pocket knife, but you can have it, you can display it, you can keep it in the studio if you wanted.
I don't know how legal that is. Actually, I've just measured it. It's only 3 inches.
See, perfect. Yeah. You're worried for nothing.
Forgot about the video stream.
Well, quit holding it up.
Well, I've been holding it up for the past 2 minutes. I want to try it out on something.
What do you want to do? Like,
I don't know. Like, tape a bunch of balloons on the wall. Have Kenzie stand in the middle.
That sounds like fun.
No.
That's like a great time. See, it is like your birthday all over again.
What?
And then we can also do the same thing to celebrate Alfie's birthday.
Yeah.
What happened to using Chloe?
Chloe's... still mourning over the funeral he didn't go to.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry I let that slip. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:33, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Getting started off in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Mockingbird. Got an accident there blocking the right center. Traffic there is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. And in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just before Beltline, got a garbage truck on fire blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back from 360. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Tonight, clear skies, 54. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 80. It's 76 right now. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right. What do you want to do?
We're already doing it.
Oh. I want to try out my rubber band gun. And you know, before the day's over, I'm going to take this bat knife and I'm going to chunk it in that wall.
Yeah.
Why is that funny?
Because Patrick Davis was outside the studio. I was like, now's not good.
Is he out there now?
No, he just walked off. Oh. I think he was waiting to see. I think he clearly wants to say something to you, but he was just like, no, we're in the middle of the segment. And Russ wants to throw knives.
All you see is whoosh.
Yes.
By the time Patrick walks in.
Yeah, I believe I'll leave. Yeah, I almost said, yeah, come on in.
Is he not out there now?
No, I guess he figured out that we were back in the middle of a segment.
I told him he's got carte blanche.
But you know him. He doesn't like to come in when we're on the air.
All right. Alfie, do you know Patrick's extension?
I do not, but I can look it up real quick.
I thought you were best buds with him. You're always down in there in his office.
I'm not best buds with him. He just
tells you to stop stealing stuff?
That's one of the things.
I walked in there. Alfie was in Patrick's office one day. I don't know what they were talking about, but it didn't sound like it was work-related. I just walked in and went, obviously, I'm intruding. And I just backed out.
Wow.
What were you talking about?
I don't remember, but I think it was just something innocuous.
That's what Russ is talking about. It wasn't work-related, so you two were socializing.
They both looked at me like Mr. Scabby Ebola walked in. Yeah, call him. Tell him he can come down here.
Got it.
All right. Let's see. We played all your cowboy stuff. Romo. Oh, I'll take this. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to weigh in on the herniated disc thing on the Romo, and it really doesn't have anything to do with Romo. Anybody out there doing that? And that.
Too long.
Whoa.
Why do they always tell us what we already? Hey, you guys were talking about. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, we were
most
here for
most
it.
Day. If this was mornings, I would understand why you would tell me what I was talking about.
And we would appreciate it because we may not remember.
Then again, after a break, I always go, all right, where were we? So maybe they are trying to help. They just don't know how to talk.
Hello, radio.
I am.
Hey, the Romo.
Yes.
Bad.
Thank you for calling.
Hang on, I ain't done.
Yeah, I think you are. Now I feel like I'm talking to my retarded brain.
Oh, no, not that one.
You better let me talk.
I don't have to. I think I can beat you on this one. Yes.
I'm curious what he was going to say.
Is Alfie on the phone?
No.
No.
Do you know what he wanted?
No, he just said to let him know next time we go to break.
Not Patrick, the dildo with a herniated disc.
Oh, dumbass. He was saying that anybody who could play with that kind of pain has huge balls.
And that's, well, the pain, I can't even say I empathize because I've never broken a bone. I've come close just by slipping in dog piss, but that's about it. So yeah. I have.
The problem
I have no point of view. I have no idea what kind of pain he's going through.
Yeah. With herniating a disc, it's different. It depends on the severity of it. It depends on if it's, you know, pinching a nerve as well. Part of it's going to be not just the pain factor, but whether or not his body will allow him to even throw, run, stand, those types of things. But since that was the injury from last year, this one's supposed to be just a contusion. It's going to take a little time, and I think Jerry even said it's going to be a game-time decision.
And you can give him pain meds, but you can't give him too much because then he's not going to really know what he's doing.
Yeah, all of a sudden you look up and he's...
Who are these people?
Oh, and his discs are falling out of his butt. He's just like, I'm ready to play, coach. Tony, you need to sit down. You have a spine tail hanging out your backside.
Guy hit me so hard. How many discs do I have in? Because I think 4 or 5 come out. I look like a human slot machine. Where is your disc?
Discs are in between the vertebrae. So you know a spine.
So how many do you have?
32.
Okay. Well, then you could look like a slot machine.
Mm-hmm. 7. 7 plus 12, 19 plus 5, so, yeah.
What was the answer? 32?
19 plus 5, so it'd be like 24.
Okay.
I think that's right. You have 24.
All right. Wonder what Patrick wants. He never bothers during the show unless it's...
That's always been
good news.
I think so. Especially if it was bad news, he wouldn't bother you during the show.
Yeah, you're right.
And although this time, I don't think it's bad news for us or you. It might be bad news for him. He was standing outside holding his soup cup.
Well, he carries that everywhere.
I know, but usually when I see that, expecting me to like running it across prison bars or...
He wants us to put coins in it?
That as well.
Hey, since you guys got a bonus with the last ratings period,
you mind?
Do you think you could help a brother out? Stand out in the hall.
He did. He actually had this.
Come up with a sign. We'll program for food.
When I briefly saw him, he was standing with both hands on the cups, kind of like looking in, like, is now good? Yes? No? No? Okay. I'll go away.
If you see him in the hall again, just open the door for him.
But I also know, I figured.
But if it's bad news, he'd send Don Davis down here because Patrick knows that we would kill Don. Even though I like Don. It took him a while to figure out how to handle this show.
And what is that? How is it he's supposed to handle the show?
He leaves us alone.
There you go.
Oh, in the beginning, he had suggestions. Mm-hmm. I guess he thought, well, you know, I deal with Bo and Jim, and they've been around for a long time, and they talk a lot in the morning. Maybe I can give, you know, Russ and his guy some ideas. Oh, he was wrong, but at least he tried.
I appreciate extra ideas. I like it.
Yeah, Don's come up with a few good ideas. I feel bad we didn't use them. Did I say they were good ideas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
At least taken enough.
I called him Squatch the other day. I feel kind of bad.
You called Don Davis Squatch?
It was on the air. You were here for it.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. I heard you say Squatch, but I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I didn't
know you were so close to him, you giving him nicknames.
No, it wasn't like we were in the break room and I was like, hey, Squatch.
Zup, my Squatch.
My Squatch.
You get ready to go home in your Squatch mobile. How far is it from the station to Squatch Town where you live?
Any particular landmarks you got to cross to get to Squatch Town?
Man, I don't know where you're going with that one.
Don't go there. Just leave it.
Hey, do you guys have nuts named after you two?
You're going to kill Alfie on his birthday. Day after, but still.
Squatch toes? You ain't going to get mad if we come up to your house in the middle of the night, knock on the door, and scooch. Mm-hmm. Squatch knocking. Mm.
Mm. You got to stop, because at some point it's going to get too far, and it's going to...
What have I said?
It's going to spill over.
It's not like I run down the hall and light a bunch of squatch chasers.
I don't want it to affect his porn habits.
Who?
Don Davis.
What do you think he looked? What?
Porn? I don't want him going like squatches on blondes.
Just because I'm giving him a hard time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he looks like at squatchfart.com?
Mm-hmm. He's going to get a complex.
You realize when I think you guys are odd, that's really concerning.
Well,
because normally I wear the odd hat.
You do. However, you cannot be totally surprised. We learned it from you. Yes. Uh-huh. We're the 80s weed commercial. Uh-huh.
The 80s what?
Weed commercial. I learned it from watching you. You can't be that mad.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not taking any of those. Get rid of them, Alfie. Ready for news then?
If you like. All that happened so fast.
What?
All the squad stuff.
I heard you say that. I guess it was Monday, and I had no clue what you were talking about.
But Sasquatch.
No, I know now. But you just said something like squatch, and I went, all right, I misheard, and I don't really care. Is that why a lot of stuff in Don Davis's office is like taped up and looks like he tried to fix things on his own? All squatch rigged?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I feel bad.
Really? Right. About what exactly?
I don't know. He's a nice guy. We just, you know, we did the same thing to Gavin over at CBS.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be ugly to somebody on the air and like them in person.
Yeah, but really we have not been as ugly.
Right, now, we've never blown up anything in Don's office.
That's what I was going to say.
We've never set anything of his on fire.
Mm-mm.
I've never written anything on the side of Don's car with paint about penises.
But that's what I was going to say. We actually have been somewhat kinder to Don.
I'm just afraid Don's going to snap my neck like and taken, like Liam Neeson, just walking down the hall. Phew! Just keep going. Don't even bother to turn around and see if I'm dead.
Nope, because he knows. No reason to turn around and check.
Come to my house, Squatch, knocking. All right. 4:47. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. Birthdays today. Kleptomaniac, Winona Ryder, she turns 43. From The Simpsons, Dan Castellaneta, he turns 57.
Hold on a second. Alfie, the guy I hung up on who couldn't really get to his sentence.
Yes.
I saw that he had called back, the mic guy. What did he want this time?
He was saying that, A, he's not a dildo, and he thinks that you hung up on him so you could steal his point.
I don't know what his point was.
We never said what his point was.
Exactly.
What was his point?
His was the one that Tony Romo has balls if he's playing with a herniated back.
I've said that before. Anybody, any game, especially hockey players, I don't know where they get their pain meds or where that mentality comes from. Especially, I've seen players get up in hockey play again after Ludwig knocks them out.
Mm-hmm. The ultimate, I don't think you remember this, and I can't remember the player's name, and I really should. Hockey player last year for the Dallas Stars died on the bench and wanted, after he was resuscitated, wanted to go back in.
Yeah.
I rest
his heart stopped. They
defib on the bench, and he woke up and said, "I'm ready. Put me in, coach."
Yeah. I died.
Did he?
Dude what? Was dead.
Hey, what happened to me? You died. Am I still dead? No. All right. What's the score?
Yeah. Is it time for my line? Put me in, coach.
Did he? Obviously, they didn't let him back out on the ice.
No, they didn't.
Did he?
Although,
did he continue with his career?
Yeah.
I think his heart stopped?
He had it diagnosed when he was, I don't remember exactly when it was diagnosed, but he had some sort of heart ailment. And I want to say if he didn't know about it from a young age, he found out about it when he went through the medical testing before the NHL draft.
Like some type of irregular heartbeat?
Exactly.
Similar to VST and PSVT, like the palpitation, irregular heartbeat, short mm-hmm. circuit stuff. I just now remembered when that happened because I had something similar. But I didn't die.
And you weren't playing hockey when it happened?
No.
Okay.
Did any part of you die?
No.
Were you ever unconscious for more than 5 minutes?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, but I did have to have surgery.
Did they let you?
Before it got that bad.
They let you breathe?
I think so.
They didn't like pinch your nose, cover your mouth for like 8 minutes?
No.
Okay. This should take care of it.
Yeah.
All right, wherever we were, go.
That was really mean. I feel bad. Other birthdays today, Kate Jackson from Charlie's Angels is 66, and Richard Dreyfuss turned 67. A 71-year-old man fatally shot a would-be robber who knocked down his wife and tried to steal her necklace in a Dallas grocery store parking lot Tuesday night. Ronnie Loomis and his wife were leaving the Aldi grocery store on the 3100 block of Forest Lane around 7:20 p.m. when a 36-year-old man approached the woman, grabbed her necklace, and knocked her down. So, Loomis, being a good Texan, had his concealed handgun, pulled his weapon, fired multiple shots at the man, striking him as he tried to flee in his nearby car. The man succumbed to his injuries and collided with a parked vehicle.
I shot him six times!
Dallas police...
So the guy was fleeing?
Yes. Dallas police officials said Loomis has a valid concealed...
What's his name?
It's L-U-M-M-U-S. I'm going with Loomis based on recent stories we've been telling on the air. It might be Loomis, but that doesn't give us much. I'm going with Loomis.
I wasn't even paying attention when I yelled out that...
I shot him six times!
I didn't realize his name was Loomis.
You shouldn't have said you didn't realize because it just made it sound, oh, hey, look.
I don't mind admitting that most of this show is an accident.
His name is the reason with the story, and the name is the reason why I had him first story.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to you.
I know. Anyway, Dallas police said Loomis has a valid concealed handgun license. He, his wife, and witnesses told police that the shooting was in self-defense. Loomis was released on his own recognizance, and police said the shooting will be referred to the grand jury.
Why didn't they arrest Loomis?
I don't know if they arrested him. They just said he was released on his own recognizance.
Did he have to give anybody any money?
That I do not know. I wouldn't think he'd have to give the police any money.
Well, if he was released.
You mean like a bond or bail?
Maybe it was the fact that he shot at the guy while he was running off.
That is my guess, is probably the reason why.
Did the guy still have the necklace?
I assume so.
I think you can get away with it if they still have your property.
That's a detail that I don't have in this story.
Okay. That one may be iffy.
It's tough to say because even in the lead of the story, it says, tried to steal her necklace in a grocery store parking lot. Well, technically, he failed after he died. But I don't know if they're being so detailed with it where he tried to grab the necklace initially but didn't and then took off. To me, it's he got the necklace, knocked the wife down.
I'm glad that
ran off with it.
You had a perp that was shot and killed. I think the grand jury may give him grief on this one.
I'd be worried about it if I was him.
But if they didn't immediately lock him up.
Well, the good thing was is, you know, they have all his information. He's not going anywhere. I'm sure they got his gun, everything they need. There's no reason to arrest him because they don't really necessarily know if they have a standing to even charge him with anything.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. The New York City doctor who became infected with the Ebola virus last week initially lied to health officials about his movements around the city after he returned from treating victims of the disease in West Africa. The New York Post reported that Dr. Craig Spencer initially told investigators that he had self-quarantined in his Harlem apartment. This is new because it was last week. We heard about him running around town before he was showing symptoms, going and doing things like, he traveled on three of the city's most heavily trafficked subway lines, visited the High Line Park and a Greenwich Village restaurant in Lower Manhattan, also went for a 3-mile run before going bowling at an alley in Brooklyn the day before he was hospitalized. We knew that. We just didn't know that he had lied about it initially to investigators. And the reason why
but
his story fell apart was because investigators checked his credit card statement and information from his Metro card. Mm-hmm. So he didn't exactly come clean. It was, you're lying. Okay, I'm lying. After showing evidence.
And I'm going to guess it's not to charge him with something. It's, we got to make sure everywhere you went to see if we need to notify these people, if possibly anybody else was contaminated. I get all that. You still got that nurse in New York saying, I ain't staying in my house.
Yes. And this is the reason now that politicians are going to say, actually, you are going to probably have to do this because as right as she may be as far as being asymptomatic and not contagious, whatever, you've got this healthcare worker lying.
Talking about the doctor.
The doctor. You have the doctor lying about what he was doing and had to be busted on it by investigators. So, yes, now, unfortunately, they can't be trusted because now you got one that's out because we were thinking, what's worst case scenario? One lies and just runs around town. Guess what? One lied right around town. in one of the most heavily populated, congested areas in the world.
And now you've got the, it is New York, right, with the nurse that's been, they told her, all right, you're going to stay in your house. I ain't staying in my house.
Yeah, but now I think she's actually gone up to Maine.
Okay. Wherever she is, right. She's under home quarantine.
Yeah, and she's saying that she's not going to adhere to it. She'll be like, I'm fine. I'm going to run around if I feel like it. And then if you try to stop me, I'll file a lawsuit saying that you've violated my civil rights.
Yeah, I read that part. Well, I'll just take the government to court. Okay? Let me ask you something. How you going to get there? If you're locked up in your house and the government still has control over keeping you in your house, you can't get out until you can you go to court? How you going to get to court? Government wins by default. To be able to get out of the house, she's got to win the lawsuit. I know that's, I went about it in a convoluted way, but that's kind of where you are. Okay. We'll sue you. How you going to get to the courthouse? Oh, I'm going to show up. Mm-mm. Still home quarantine. Well, that's against the law. I can't help you with it. Sorry. You just wait. Where is she anxious to go?
Well, what she said is, I am not going to sit around and be bullied by politicians and forced to stay in my home when I am not a risk to the American public.
A lot of people think that they weren't a risk to the American public. Look how many people had to be quarantined.
Yeah.
At least the nurse locally. I think they still, I don't know. There's been so many people in the medical field that's contracted it. I think it's locally because Governor Perry called her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the fam.
Fam or Vinson?
Yeah. It's one of them. Gotcha. I think the fam chick's ready to go. She's past her period. So I think there's another one. And
yeah, both of them have now.
Well, whoever Governor Perry called said, you know, just whatever it is you say is governor. And said, can you stay in the house for a while? Check your temperature. Don't go anywhere. She said, fine, I understand. How is it? You have somebody that gets it, and then somebody that wants to go to court.
Because it's different personalities or different people. Just some people are just...
Yeah, she looks like a see you next Tuesday.
Consider it.
Oh.
She does. She just has that look of just bitch.
I've never heard anybody say it that way. A see you next Tuesday. Man, is that an old one?
Yeah.
Oh. Because had you not mouthed the word, I wouldn't have got it. I just figure it's a bitch that comes by every Tuesday.
I really hate that she's consistent.
Yeah. That's the only reliable thing about him. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you. Russ, Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic blows right now. Here's the worst of it. Starting off in Dallas, west on I-30 right at Cockrell Hill. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Knox Henderson, got an accident there. That has traffic backed up back from I-30. This one also causing a backup on Woodall back from 35. Into Mesquite, northbound 635, just before Town East, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Gross Road. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just before Beltline, got the two right lanes there blocked due to a dump truck fire that was now out. Traffic has backed up back from 360. And finally, in Plano, northbound 75, just after Park, got an accident there. In the clearing stages, traffic is backed up back from Campbell Road. Listen to Cindy Skull all this week at 8:25 in the morning for a shot at pit tickets and meet-and-greet passes to the Slipknot show this Friday at the JEXA. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Tonight, clear skies, 54 will be the low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 80. Right now, it's 76 at 97.1. The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
So it's been a bigger birthday than Alfie could have anticipated.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know if I should tweet about it or something.
I don't know how many people, I'm sure they think, just because they hear us every day, everybody on the show is full-time. Well, Alfie's been part-time since we started here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously limited to a certain amount of hours a week. That's what Patrick Davis wanted. He came in during this last break. Thought he was never going to get to it.
Well,
I think he was more excited than Alfie was when he finally told Alfie that Alfie is now full-time.
Yeah. And Alfie was still kind of processing it. It came as a surprise. Patrick Davis knew about it beforehand, and also people kept coming in the studio behind him. So it kind
behind
of,
who?
Behind Patrick Davis.
Oh.
So it's kind of interrupting him. It messed with his mojo.
Congratulations, Alfie.
Thank you.
I'm the one that teared up. Alfie just standing around going, well,
about time.
Well, that means I got to work another 11 hours a week.
Yes, 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 you do. Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to be full time.
You say that now.
Damn it, I got to go from 29 to 40 hours? All of a sudden, I ain't dancing such a jig. I guess, Patrick, I knew about Alfie full time.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, first of all, Kelly Kibler approved all of it. And getting anybody a raise or full time up here.
Oof.
Yeah.
We charge 50 cents for a cup of coffee up here.
So I knew about Alfie going full time. Mm-hmm. And Kelly wanted either Deidre, our GM, to tell Alfie or Patrick or Don Davis. I said, I think Patrick will work. Patrick loves Alfie and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to sit here for the last 4 hours knowing. Because I knew around noon, 1 o'clock.
And that's tough for you, man. I know how tough that is for you.
Oh, God, yeah. Because I'm surprised you didn't say anything. You having that information, I'm surprised you didn't pull off some sort of fake fit on Alfie and threaten him with his job, only to have Patrick come in hours later. Nah, we're cool. You getting a raise, actually. Or full time.
We skipped his birthday yesterday. I figured he'd been beat down enough.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I understand. You had a reason. There was all sorts of other things going on. Don't worry about that.
About what?
About missing my birthday.
Well, then give me the gift back.
Well, I'm...
And give me that vodka back.
You got him vodka, too?
Well, it was yesterday, and we were up here, so I felt like, well, he needs something on his birthday. I don't want him thinking that we just forgot just because we were running best of, so Chloe and I went to the liquor store and got him some vodka.
And I thought Chloe had gone to Oklahoma for the funeral. But when I got up yesterday, I couldn't even open my eyes and went, obviously, I'm not going to be able to see most of the day.
Take that as a hint.
And because Chloe's going to be in Oklahoma, we should celebrate Alfie's birthday together. Chloe emails around noon. What'd you just say? Too much pressure? I'm not going to Oklahoma?
Too much stress and BS going on. I can't go. Plus, I didn't feel good either. And I was dizzy. And I think my power steering pump's going out of my car.
Your power steering?
Power steering pump. I think it's going out. It's grinding.
Which is definitely
although
something
of all people... To have a power string, seems like Chloe would own one of those.
That is true. You just pick one of those up at Pet Boys. We get like six of them.
I had to rig it with the end of one of Kendi's tampons.
All right.
I missed part of it. When did he say your full-time status starts?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Actually, it makes sense. It's new period. It's end of the month.
Well, the end of the month's not till Friday.
Well, then maybe you get an extra day.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Let's see. Now that I can control his hours, what time would I like him here tomorrow?
You just let me know.
I don't believe I want you to go home. Because really, when you're full-time, that doesn't mean 40 hours. It means at least 40 hours.
Well, I mean... Dan and Chloe get to go.
Really,
home.
You're going to complain your first day at being full time?
I don't want to complain.
Would you like to get here at the time I get here, Alfie?
No, I mean, no, but.
But?
Y'all get to go home.
I'd like him here when I get here tomorrow. That's what I would like.
You get here about 10?
Sometimes 9:30.
Why?
Because the gym gets quick some days. I don't know.
Oh.
Usually it's 10. This morning was like 9:40.
Yeah, I'm still walking around the house in a daze going, today, do I die today? Alfie, are you mad that you're going to have to work more hours, so you're going to have less time to steal stuff?
No, I mean...
Is it going to eat into your stalking time?
Maybe. I mean, it is more of a commitment.
How long have you been working in radio?
8 years now.
How many times have you been full-time?
Zero.
And you started complaining already?
I'm not complaining.
But?
But I would like to go home. I mean, I can shower at home. I can change clothes. Dan and Chloe get to go home. You get to go home.
That's because we've been full-time for a while. And it's funny, when Patrick walked in, I knew about Alfie being full-time.
Mm-hmm.
But Patrick looked at Chloe and just kind of, you know, did the nod eye thingy.
Oh, yeah, in Chloe's direction.
And
I was trying to leave because I thought...
That's what I thought that Patrick wanted. And I couldn't figure it out, so I asked Patrick before he left. I went, well, what is it? Do we have to let Chloe go so we can keep Alfie? He goes, no. And Chloe got a raise. I don't know how much, so I wouldn't dance around too hard.
That's still cool.
Well,
I'm not going to bitch, cry, or complain.
You already make money, so 10%, if that's what it is, that ain't worth it.
Jesus. The one thing, if I was Alfie, maybe this is why Alfie's not as excited about the full-time thing. Maybe they just took his hourly rate and just said, okay, we'll make that your salary.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
So
Well, you do get company benefits.
Yes, but even if they took whatever he made hourly at his...
Oh, he ain't getting a raise.
Yeah.
He's going to work more for probably what he's making now.
And then take out the benefits.
Yeah, you get, but you add on benefits.
That's right.
Which I think somebody broke it down. It's like $26,000 a year for most employees.
Yeah, when it's all totaled up, all the different possibilities.
So when you decide to start complaining again, just think about all the extra benefits you're getting.
I'm not complaining,
though. So when you fall out of those trees and break your arm or whatever, now you got insurance.
That's right.
That is nice. That's,
and you only have to pay like $150 for the ambulance to take you to the emergency room.
That's a deal.
In the past, you had to drive yourself. I don't know why I got to stalk bitches with such tall trees.
It's how you know they're worth it. That's terrible. I shouldn't have said that.
All right.
I feel bad.
Go ahead.
Okay, then. Park officials in South Lake Tahoe in California are warning visitors that they should stop trying to take pictures with the bears. Wildlife in general, but specifically the bears. According to CBS San Francisco, the Taylor Creek Visitor Center...
Are these bears in enclosures or like a wildlife preserve?
Here's a photo.
Are they just walking through the... They're walking through the woods taking selfies with bears.
Yep.
Taylor Creek Visitor Center in South Lake Tahoe. Yeah, here's a guy. Now, the bear's not really close, but...
It could be.
It looks like the bear is probably, since I don't know how big the bear is in this black and white picture.
It's a black bear. It's up on a hill, so the guy is...
Do you know how much it weighs?
No.
Well, then I'm still not going to have a perspective. We'll say
maybe
100 yards away.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast bears run, but it's pretty
faster.
Quick. And especially if you're not paying attention and you're taking a selfie, you're not going to know the bears are coming.
It'd be a hell of a photo. You're not going to be able to post it. But it'll look pretty damn righteous.
On the bear's Facebook page.
Yeah. Especially considering, yeah, your back is to this bear, and the bear can just run downhill. And the bear is typically already faster than a human. That's why they usually tell you, depending on the color of the bear, what to do.
What were the rules again?
All right, hang on. If it's a brown bear, grizzly bear, just to lie down, play dead. You don't run. With a black bear, I think they also said not to run because in both cases the bears can catch you. But with the black bear, I think you're supposed to turn and do the, like, scream at it, make big arm gestures, and just try to scare it off. The grizzly, however, since it's so huge, thinks that's cute and you want to be tickled. But black bears, those are the ones you make a lot of noise and they'll typically go away.
Bear attacks. Their top speed. I don't have time to read all this. Top speed of. Well, this can't be right.
What?
The top speed running on all fours has been reported to be around 40 miles an hour.
A bear?
I heard 35 before.
Comparably, Usain Bolt ran a record-breaking speed of 27 miles per hour. Okay, they're giving you a comparison.
Yeah.
I thought I'd pulled up something wrong because it's got a bear story and then it ends with the Summer Olympics.
Something clearly went wrong.
So one of the fastest men on the planet can't outrun a bear is their point.
There you go.
Doesn't say which bear, and I'm not really that concerned because I'm not going out taking selfies with bears.
Yeah, but other people are, and so now this area in Lake Tahoe has had to issue a warning to its idiot tourists.
Let them do it.
Well, but no, but then they have to go and clean it up.
No, I think the bears are pretty tidy when they found something to eat.
All right, I'll give you that. Lisa Heron, spokesperson, said we've had mobs of people that are actually rushing toward the bears trying to get a selfie. It is presenting a safety issue. We're afraid someone's going to get attacked.
And they will. And then people will complain. What about all these bears? Bears do what bears do.
Mm-hmm.
It was either this week or last week. Some guy had a heart attack. Bear came up on him and went, look, a picnic basket. Dragged him off and ate him.
Yeah.
And somebody with the parks department went, that's what bears do.
Yeah, because they had considered, should we go out and find the bear to possibly, you know, euthanize it? Because now it might be a threat to humans. But no, that's just what they do. It came across a tasty morsel that had, you know, recently perished and decided, that smells yummy. I'll have some.
I looked around. Nobody seemed to claim it. I went, hey, boo-boo. Took him before the park ranger got there.
That's right. There's a neighborhood in Melbourne, Florida, where the Homeowners Association is strongly considering canceling Halloween because the area is overrun by wild hogs. The hogs have gotten hooked.
You mean like feral hogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the Travolta movie. The hogs have gotten...
I got it.
Yeah. The hogs, yeah, that's a groaner. The hogs they've gotten hooked on human food and have been terrorizing the neighborhood for weeks. They've destroyed 17 lawns, they've been pooping on the sidewalk, and they don't show any sign of leaving. And the neighborhood is having trouble getting rid of them because they're all massive. Some of them weigh up to 350 pounds.
Can't they set up traps, put human food in them?
Those apparently have not worked. So now they're going to have to call in pig wranglers, basically, to try to come corral these pigs with teams of dogs to get them packed into cages.
Yeah, that'll work.
No, it does. It can. Or at the very least, they'll just kill the pig in the street with the dogs, using the dogs as, you know, for help. Which,
what if you can't round up all the dogs afterwards?
They're trained dogs.
Oh.
It happens in East Texas all the time. The guys who go out on the wild pig hunts, they'll take, you know, a dog or two with them, and they'll help kind of rouse the pig, and then they get the pig out, they'll shoot it, stab it, or, you know, crossbow it.
I think this is a time for use of honey badgers.
Oh. Hmm.
Drop two or three honey badgers. That'll take care of probably all the feral hogs.
Along with anything else.
And as long as you don't bother the honey badgers, I don't think they're really concerned with you, with humans.
Yeah.
Any of the stories I've seen on honey badgers, I've never seen humans attacked. It's always something more in the honey badger's range, like a rhinoceros.
God, I wish you were kidding. I forgot to watch that damn documentary.
It's still on there.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I need to remember to watch it. Because once you started telling me about the honey badger going up, the two that were being kept as pets, or at least in an enclosure at some guy's house, finding a way to scale a fence to unlatch the fence, and then have to go to the next latch on the same gate.
Realizing that there were two latches.
And undo that to escape.
And the male honey badger didn't even do that himself. He held the bottom of the gate and made the bitch go up and do it.
Wow.
At least he waited on her to get back down.
That's nice of him.
And then chasing full-grown lions.
How fast do they run?
I don't know. I never saw them at a full trot. Because normally, they would just sneak up on something, grab it.
Oh.
That was kind of it. One of them got bit by a rattlesnake and just slept it off.
I still think that's my favorite. What'd you do when you get bit by a rattlesnake? I had to go to the hospital, get anti-venom. I thought I was going to die. Honey badger, took a nap.
I think I would even replace guard dogs with honey badgers. You know, like people with car lots, salvage yards, whatever. Oh, instead of a junkyard dog, you got a honey badger.
A junkyard badger? Yeah.
Because most people would come up and go, yeah, I'm worried about that. I'm hopping the fence. And then all of a sudden, the honey badger has all your guns. And it looks like a scene out of Roger Rabbit when the weasels came into the house.
There's just a pile of bones by the honey badger's sleeping spot.
Honey badger took all my guns and my fedora.
So anyway, if the hogs aren't gone, trick-or-treating will be called off in this neighborhood because all that candy flowing around could lead to them attacking kids.
I still don't get how you can't just set out. I'm forget about the traps. I guess the hogs have figured out, don't go in there.
Right.
Just let the human food out and then just pop them when they come out into the street.
They may be trying to do it they may be trying to do it without having to kill the hogs.
I don't think they're going to trap them and then take them off someplace and release them.
That's why I'm kind of with you. It's like if you're hunting the hogs, then hunt the hogs.
I almost turned and asked Dr. Thornton about this.
Why?
That's why. That's why I didn't.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:32, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at I-45. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 right at Woodall Rogers. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-30. Into Mesquite, northbound 635 just before Town East. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Syene. In Allen, southbound 75 right at Bethany. Got a pretty serious accident blocking pretty much everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the left shoulder. Traffic is completely stopped back from Exchange Parkway. And finally, in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30 just before Beltline. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still jacked up, though, back from Center Street. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to the exclusive Motley Crue show this Saturday at Gas Monkey Live. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear skies tonight, 54 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 80. Right now, it is 76, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
I just looked up on Fox 4. It was a story about Cleburne and the officer. Has something happened with that? Some type of resolve?
No resolve. I'm trying to find a story on it with more information. What I saw on Fox 4 with just the scroll they had on the bottom of the screen said that hackers were upset over seeing the video, so they've been attacking the city of Cleburne's website. What they're doing exactly, I'm not sure.
Who did?
The teachers in the broadcasting department are showing us that in school, talking about body cameras and the increase in technology and using that video.
Why do they say why they use that one?
No, but I cried in class, so it wasn't fun.
There are other body cam videos. I wonder why this one in particular.
Because of the controversy, I think, is why. Yet you can turn those cameras on and off, so the police have full control over what is viewed, even though they're making it out like those cameras control that. But
they're not automatic.
No. Okay. You can turn them off whenever you want. I took a test on it today. That's why I know. I feel smart.
On body cams?
It was a question on my test, yeah.
What was the question? All right, thank you. Did you find the story, Dan?
No, not yet. That's the problem with the 5 o'clock news is they don't post things on their website right away. They'll wait until they get the story aired on TV first, then they post it.
Fair enough. People still need to wait. I know I stopped talking about it because it was too hard for me to feel like there was a fair balance. Because you have the video, which looks damning,
mm-hmm.
but Cleburne police said there's more to it. All right, let's wait and see what else you have.
Right.
And I didn't even think about it until after I did it. I noticed over the weekend somebody with Cleburne, I didn't think about police at the time, had bought a subscription for RussMartin.fm.
Okay.
I forgot what made me think that it was law enforcement. So I just sent an email. Hey, are you law enforcement? Because normally I don't like to charge police and fire.
Right.
And they said, yeah. So I had Jacob set him up a free account for a few months.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until afterwards I went, Cleburne. I wonder if they're going to try and pull something up on me from our archives.
I guess to see if you said something disparaging.
Anything I said disparaging was, I believe, was always prefaced with my opinion. Mm-hmm. To me, it looks like. And I also said, we need to wait. And the death threats against the officer in Cleburne, those need to stop.
Right.
For two reasons. First of all, you don't know everything that happened. And second of all, they're going to find you. Well, they can't find me. Yeah. Had other people say that. Then they got back-traced.
Yes, they did. I can't find an actual story on it yet.
Okay. I got a text from... I'm going to have to print this out. It's too long. It's just some information on Wendy Davis running for governor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a text. This is going to be too hard to read. But this person that texted me, who is a reliable source,
okay,
doesn't much care for Wendy Davis.
Well, I know he's not the only one in the state.
No.
Do you not like her, Dr. Thornton?
Oh, I do.
Dr. Thornton's a Democrat. He's got to love Wendy Davis.
Oh, yeah.
What do you like about her?
She's hot.
Okay. That's my excuse. What's yours?
No, I like her politics. She's a good, solid, liberal.
MILF?
MILF, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you were going with it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. A new study found men have rocketed past women and are now far more obsessed with how they look, which is really unfair because it all depends on different stats and what you decided to pull out of it. For example, men spend 15 total months over the course of their lives in the gym and working out, which is 7 times longer than women who spend only 2 months.
Through their whole life?
Yes, this is based on a study.
All right.
So it's averaging those that work out a lot, and then those that obviously work out none.
I know how averages work.
Mm-hmm. Men spend 5.5 total months shaving, women 1 month. However, men spend a total of 1 month on body hair removal, women 3 months.
How could we spend more time shaving?
We shave our face more.
They don't have to shave their legs every day?
Listen,
okay.
Men spend 5.5 total months shaving. Yes. Women spend 1 month. However, men spend a total of 1 month on body hair removal, women 3 months. So women spend longer getting rid of body hair. We spend longer shaving our faces.
I'm going to pretend like I understand. Because I think everybody in the room is confused.
Okay.
We got it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yeah. I'm cool.
We got it.
Men
we're cool.
Men shave their faces longer than women do.
I'm frigid.
Oh. Comparing face.
Face and face, body.
Women don't shave their faces.
According to this Some do for a month on average.
Postmenopausal.
There you go.
Or Italian chicks.
Yes. Also, women spend longer on getting their hair cut and styled. No shock. That's 10 and a half months of their lives versus 5 months for men. Women also spend a month taking care of their nails. Men, 27 days. My favorite out of all of this.
I'll collectively, yeah, add everything together. I don't think I would spend in my lifetime 24 hours messing with my nails. Takes me about 10 seconds to clip them. Toenails, I probably go at those once a month. So if I'm dating somebody, I'll go about 3 months.
All right. Okay. Random, though. Weirdest thing you've ever, have you ever had to kind of impromptu nail cutting? Like toenails? You're like, oh, I'm going to wear flip-flops. Oh, look at that nail. I don't have any clippers. No. I did that like 2 weeks ago.
Do I look like somebody who wears flip-flops?
I don't know if maybe you went out to the pool, take a dip, or what.
If I go to the pool, it's my pool, and nobody can see me in my pool. I can go out there naked. I can have toenails growing out of the end of my penis.
All right, fair enough. I did that a couple of weeks ago. I was like, all right, it's hot. I'm going to wear flip-flops. And I looked down at my feet, and I was like, okay, that toenail is kind of long. It needs to come off. Couldn't find nail clippers. So I pulled out my pocket knife and went to work.
That's a man.
Where were you?
I was at home.
You couldn't use scissors? Why did it have to be a pocket knife? You couldn't have gone and found toenail clippers?
Well, Tara was in the bathroom, and I don't want to disturb her.
Stop there.
Yeah. So I just went with what I had, and I was like, hey, I have a sharp pocket knife. This is why I have a pocket knife. It's when you need to cut things.
I would have gone with scissors. Pocket knife, that's... How bad was the nail?
It was bad enough to where I was okay with going at it with a pocket knife.
Which toe?
It's my right big toe.
Yeah. There are times, trimming my toenails, I look at that small toe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about just taking that one off altogether.
Yeah, there's no way I could do the pinky toe with the pocket knife. No, because then I would have lost the toe.
Because I don't know if it's standard for most guys, people, that small toe, it's kind of turned sideways a little bit, and the nail's kind of hard to get at. What is... Why?
I've seen some people with that pinky toe where you can barely even see the nail. It's like it's been reabsorbed by the body. Except for that front little line, you can see it barely sticking up above the skin. It's freaky looking.
Yeah, I could cut both of those off. Wouldn't miss anything. You don't need it. If you wore flip-flops, you don't need to hang on to them.
You know, I've heard, though, that if you didn't have it, that your balance would be completely thrown off. Because even though it seems odd, because of the shape of that toe, you can see how much weight you probably put on it.
Is that why it's kind of... Is anybody else's sort of turned sideways?
Yeah, mine's turned in like that.
All right. I just didn't want to... I think I admitted to something and realized I'm a freak. Oh, all of us are straight.
No, we all have webbed toes.
All right, so the last part of this study that made me swear out loud. Men spend 2 years and 3 months of their lives showering. Okay? 2 years, 3 months for men.
Possibly. I don't spend that much time in the shower, but go ahead.
Women, on the other hand, only 1 year and 8 months.
That's not fair, and you already know why.
Why?
They don't spend that much time in the shower because they mostly take baths.
I had not thought of that.
Hmm. This whole thing is skewed. Oh, well, men, look how much more time men are spending in the bathroom. None of us. I have never spent 2 hours in the bathroom getting ready to go anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Very seldom do I set the tub. If I do, I'm doing it with the Epsom salt after workout because that's supposed to be good for...
Yeah, but
something.
The reason you're doing that isn't because, like this study is looking at, because of your vanity. You're trying to smell pretty before the big date. It's because you got aches and pains and you're sitting in salt.
It's supposed to be good for you for whatever reason, and I don't like doing it. I have to bring an iPad or something and set it on the edge of the tub and watch something and force myself to watch an entire episode of something. Otherwise, I just get out of the tub. Hey, all right, I've been here 3 minutes. I'm bored. So the comparing the showering time, men how much time to shower?
They say throughout a lifetime for men, 2 years, 3 months. Women, 1 year, 8 months.
All right, so why did it piss you off?
No way. When you do a direct comparison, shower to shower, because I don't know any women that spend the majority of their time bathing in an actual bath. It's usually in the shower.
I just always assumed that they're in there that long, they're sitting in the tub, shaving their legs in the tub, having a good time, thinking about things, sticking fingers in places.
Putting things under the faucet. Yeah, no. Every woman that I know, when they get in the shower, you're looking at 20 to 40 minutes.
Kenzie, what do you do most often when you cleanse? A bath or a shower?
I never take baths, showers.
See? And how long?
24/7.
And how long are you in the shower?
About 10 minutes.
It's about how long I'm in there.
10 to 15. Probably 15, actually.
And that's on the lighter side for women. Oh, but hang on. You don't shave your legs that much, though, do you?
Probably once every, like, 2 or 3 days.
Okay. So that helps. Plus, because you're blonde.
Right, but 15 minutes in the shower, that doesn't count the 20 minutes I spend putting on lotion and combing out my hair and doing all that stuff. So that's a good, 45 minutes.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're saying men are more.
No way.
What's the word?
Extended in their shower time.
That's not it.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Egotistical, concerned about their looks.
You're trying to say that we've become more vain than women.
Vain. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. Indulgent.
I think men are doing more.
Yes.
More guys worried about their hair. So it's like Larry North getting hair plugs or whatever you do to
also
horses.
Guys are more concerned about their body hair. So they'll manscape, whether it's crotch, back, chest.
I ain't talking to you about manscaping.
No, we're not. And then the guys who get their eyebrows waxed.
Waxed?
Mm-hmm.
What? You mean like all the way off?
Not all the way off, but they'll be shaped. Sometimes they'll use wax. Sometimes they'll just use tweezers or whatever. But
I use tweezers. Kenzie, do you have any tweezers?
Yes.
On you?
No.
Are you doing the entire eyebrow or just in between?
I got a gray eyebrow that I can't, or a hair that I can't get at.
I'll get it.
And I can't find my needle nose.
Okay, it depends. What I'm saying is when guys get their eyebrows waxed, it's to shape the eyebrow.
Yeah, I don't need that.
You and I, what you're talking about is when you just get like a flyaway and you're trying to prevent looking like Andy Rooney. That's when you got to pull that bitch.
I'll get it Friday. I would love to pull out that eyebrow hair.
Why?
Just to help you.
Oh, you're a picker.
Are you? You like to pop zits on guys' backs?
You know where I'm going. Oh, you do. Oh, look at that face. Oh, my God.
Why is that?
She's a popper.
No, I don't know.
She's a popper and a... Oh,
why?
I don't know.
I dated a chick one time. Mm-hmm. Used to love to get into my back. And with both, with her thumbnails, both thumbs, and mash it.
Oh,
you got to get it just right.
Look at her.
I've got the technique down and everything.
And you like to pluck eyebrows.
Not necessarily.
I would think you wouldn't want to get close to me to pluck one of my, because it's just one. It's like.
I know, I want to get it.
Can you see it from there?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it that bad?
I'm just kidding, Russ. I can't see it.
No, I can. I can see it right now.
Where is it?
It's over your right eyebrow.
It's over the eyebrow?
Well, I mean, it's.
You mean like here?
On my forehead? What I meant to say, it's over your right eye. But yeah, there's a little hair that's kind of shooting up a little bit.
Like over here?
No.
All I know is I can't try and pluck it out with your fingernails.
Oh, that's hard.
You end up, you think, I got it now.
No, see,
and then you look at your fingers and go, all right, I got 6 brown hairs.
Yeah.
The elusive Richard Kimball gray one is still up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime I go out trying to get that one hair with my fingers, I'll end up getting every hair but the intended.
I'll wax your feet, too. I did that to a boyfriend once. He almost dumped me.
I don't need my, what makes you think I need my feet waxed?
Do you have hairy feet?
I don't see them that often.
Well, if you have hairy feet, I'll wax them because I know how.
I'll just use.
He had hobbit feet, so I waxed him, and then.
So, like, how bad? Like bad, bad.
Bad.
All right.
I'm not talking like normal man feet. I'm talking Frodo. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Lord of the Rings.
Bilbo.
The only reason I know. Behold Frodo.
Oh yes.
Everett said it on the air one day, referring to a Burger King commercial. I have no clue. Just out of nowhere, he goes,
"Behold Frodo."
I remember Dan looking down going, "Oh, fool." Sorry, Kenzie, don't worry about it. I'll pluck it.
No, okay.
Before Friday. No, that sounds nice.
I can see it right now. It's over kind of like in this area. Right,
I'm going to get it.
It's more towards the end of the eyebrow.
Well, I know if I go at it now.
Well, you're really not going to get it because you can't see it.
But it's a little more coarse than the... Are we really going to do this?
Hey, they said we're more vain than women now.
Use the bat knife.
I'm not using a 6-inch blade to cut a eyebrow hair.
Have
out.
Dan do it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
I'll do that. I'd be happy to help.
Is that the whole story?
Also, men spend a total of 4.5 years of their lives on their appearance. Women, 3.1. That's how they got to everything.
Did it say how many people they talked to?
No. They never have all that detail stuff.
Who did the study?
This is from the Daily Mail.
In the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are we're talking about people in the UK.
Yeah.
So you don't know what the American...
This is one of those things that if they're doing it in Europe, for the most part, it usually translates. With the exception of capri pants for men.
Is that what they wear in the United Kingdom?
They have those in Europe. I've seen it. And I don't mean like a guy who sags at his shorts so much it looks kind of like capri pants. I mean, no, they're sit at the waist. They are, the hem is in between your knee and your ankle. Kind of like
hipster. What? Kind of like hipster pants, but tight?
No. Capri pants? I don't. Dr. Thornton will be the only one that will get this. Laura Petrie used to wear capri pants.
Am I right?
Yeah. And what was Dick Van Dyke on? I think CBS. They didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
They said, hey, every so often on an episode, you gonna wear a skirt.
Yep.
Oh, because they were too tight?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, this is like...
Yeah, you could see some Laura Petrie toe.
Okay, I get you. No. I mean, like just pants that are not shorts, but they're not pants. They're not the skin tight. It's not like male...
Well, then they've changed because capri pants back in the 60s were really tight pants that Laura Petrie wore.
Gotcha.
While she danced.
Yeah, she loved to dance with those. Okay. Another story?
I can. Experiments by some students in Texas were destroyed in the explosion of a $200 million commercial supply rocket after liftoff from Virginia. Investigators are trying to determine what went wrong Tuesday night with the unmanned Orbital Sciences Corps and Terry's rocket and a cargo module. The rocket was meant to carry experiments and equipment to the International Space Station.
Where was this? Virginia?
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
It blowed up.
Mm-hmm. I think it got 1,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, something like that.
Exploded and fell back down onto the pad, and then a bigger explosion. We call that a catastrophic. That's what they actually said, a catastrophic event.
Yeah.
Are you sure? You want to think about it?
Rocket go boom. One of the interviews I heard this morning was on either Fox News
Fat
or CNN.
Fat news to relay to everybody. Coyote didn't make it this time.
That's when you know it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the interview I heard with someone from NASA on one of the news
I thought
networks.
This was a private entity doing the launch.
It is, but NASA still has a little...
They oversee it?
Yeah, kind of. And then they were also using 40-year-old Russian engines to do it. But
Independent firm.
Yeah. So they have some guy on from NASA to talk about it, and... They actually asked the question, so what do you think happened? We know not a lot of details. What do you think happened? My first thought was watching this, it's a bunch of fire with rocket fuel and something didn't work. So they went boom.
Well, I could see why they would ask NASA, because NASA's had that problem before.
Yeah, but they don't know what happens until after they're able to get into the wreckage and actually figure it out. Besides that, they're going to say, well, something didn't work the way it was supposed to and it blew up.
Okay, that's very insightful. Do you coach for the Cowboys? That sounds like one of those generic answers that doesn't really cover anything, and we're not really sure why we talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched it a couple times on CNN this morning.
That's great footage.
Like I'm going to figure out what happened.
Right. Oh, I can tell. See right here.
I like how they made sure to tell the story about the Russians did it a couple of years ago, and everything was fine. It was almost like they were rubbing it in their face.
Yeah, and this was supposed to take... I think tests, student things into outer space, and also deliver something to the International Space Station.
Yeah, that everything on board was going to the ISS.
What are they going to do now?
They're just going to have to get more of it and send it back up with the stuff. Like some of the experiments included, one was supposed to study the effect of microgravity on slime mold. Also, there was an experiment involving lipids. There was also students at one middle school in San Antonio. Their experiment on board involving crystals was blown up. And then also, the rocket also carried a small satellite created by some UT engineering students in association with NASA.
And all of this was privately funded.
I don't know if all of it was, but a chunk of it was, yes. Because that's what they started
obviously
doing.
Somebody's going to have to rethink private companies getting into space travel because they don't seem to be really good at it. Actually, and I know there was a quote from some guy with this project. Well, you know, so far we've had a pretty good record. Well, NASA had a good record up until a certain point.
Well, yeah. And I'm sorry, but when you're sending things into outer space, when you're at such a speed with such, you know, flammable materials, it's bound to happen. It is. I don't care whether it's private or publicly funded, whatever the case is. And whether NASA oversaw it or it's through a private organization, of course, people are going to look at it and go, okay, what went wrong? What can we do to fix it?
Now, at least in this case, nobody was injured because this was an unmanned launch.
Right.
I just wonder if they're a little more lax with redundant backups, security, things like that, because it's unmanned.
I wouldn't think so. I can see why you would think that, because like, no big deal. If that doesn't work,
If it blows up, nobody's on it. What do we care?
Yeah. But the difference is, though, with a privately funded something, that was $200 million that just blew up.
Yeah, there was nothing at all they could use from that rocket.
No. I mean, from the cost of all the materials, the man hours that went into putting it together, including up until the actual explosion, then when you factor in the cleanup, it may even be more than $200 million once it's all done. And no company wants to, you know, slack off and risk losing $200 million plus dollars.
Why was it they picked, I think it was called Wallops Island. Why did they pick that area in Virginia?
I don't know. I know that because since it's private, I guess they have a little more, they can go different places. I don't know why. But I know that I think with the SpaceX project, they work more closely in conjunction with NASA. I think even they're going to be able to launch from, Cape Canaveral.
These vehicles are smaller because they're unmanned.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be lighter because then you don't have to worry about that stuff that people like to suck in and out of their lungs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the oxygen.
So maybe it's easier to land in other places. We already know why you've got landing places picked, Florida, backup, California.
Right.
Houston, I think that was just Johnson showing off his crank.
Mm-hmm. And all communication still goes through Houston.
I think I'd be pissed off if I was on the space station watching this.
Here comes our stuff.
Damn, I'm hungry. We've been out of SpaghettiOs for 6 months. Here comes our Jimmy John. Well, when they finally get here, no tip.
Yeah, because it's not like they got another rocket ready to just go flying off.
I think the Russians have a backup of delivering supplies to the space station.
They do have backups as far as necessity type stuff, yeah. But, yeah, still, if you're up on that space station, I mean, any little victory that keeps you going, because you're pretty well, you're on a space station.
Space station bad news.
What?
The cheese whiz you asked for? Not going to make it for another couple of months.
Whoa. What about my chunky candy bar and my beaver hunt?
Yeah, that kind of went up on the launch pad.
Not the beaver hunts.
You lost my beaver hunt.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go back to the 2013s.
I've been on this International Space Station for 6 months. I've been beaten off to stars.
My God, Andromeda really gets me hot.
Big Dipper hot.
Hey, Saturn.
Just kind of every time we pass over Africa, I get this weird fetish thing going and start shooting on the window. Pretend like I'm giving it to the entire continent.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, kid. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
606, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. A whole lot going on starting off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at I-45. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Cockrell Hill. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Hampton Road. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle. It's blocking the left lane there. That one has traffic backed up back from the bush. In Mesquite, northbound 635 just before Town East, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from Syene Road. And finally, in Allen, southbound 75 right at Bethany. Still got that accident there. It's still blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's still backed up back from 121. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 1225 in the afternoon for a shot at Wynnum before you can buy him tickets to Volbeat and Anthrax on May 27th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. To find out more info, head to KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
The Russ Martin Show.
I hate this bumper.
What? Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Starts getting kind of happy right there.
Huh?
Starts getting happy right there.
No, this is a part in the movie from Goes to Mr. Chicken. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid. Ooh. Always scared the shit out of me. I don't even know if it was that big of a movie. I just know, I've told this story before. My dad gave us the option. Hey, we're going to a drive-in movie. Two things were available to see. Mm-hmm. He's asking Mark and me. And I think Goes to Mr. Chicken, Don Knotts. I want to say it was around 65 that which, came out.
Which would make you like 5 years old.
Almost, yeah.
Four maybe.
So he gave us the option. You want to go see The Ghost? And I had no idea what it was. It just sounded like something a kid would want to see.
Yeah.
Ghost of Mr. Chicken or The Ten Commandments.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, you old man.
Ugh.
And then he tried to talk us into the, I guess, it was, The Ten Commandments was from the, with Heston was from the 50s, wasn't it?
I think it was 60s.
Oh, well, regardless. He's trying to sell us on it. Oh, he got this part where this big sea just opens up. Ghost of Mr. Chicken. Why you ask us if you're going to jack us around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as a kid, I would imagine in your mind, it's, why would I want to go see a church movie? We go to church every week, and no one wants to do that either.
I don't even know if I knew it was a church movie. He was trying to sell me on all the, marking me on the the stuff.
So if he's trying to sell you, that, yeah.
Well, this Ghost of Mr. Chicken sounds pretty good there, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's spooky, and it's got somebody that's scared. But that, I forget what the organ piece is called in that. But even today, almost 49 years later, it still weirds me out.
Oh, it's kind of creepy, especially when the organ starts playing by itself.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It's just, yeah, that's all of it. Seeing the movie, had I not seen the movie, because the organ always played by itself. See my arms?
Yep. That's plenty of goosebumps.
Mm.
Is it animated?
No.
Oh.
It's another movie that you'd be able to see if you ever came over on Sundays for Movie Sunday.
Hey, are we still...
No, not now. Because you're going to cancel. I'm not going to reserve Limo George and you cancel on Saturday night.
Really?
Okay, seriously. Who's the most undependable out of this group?
I even told Reindeer we were.
Who's Reindeer going, and what is that?
Reindeer Haunted House.
Oh. Why would you tell them that?
Because I told them we were, okay, I went to a haunted house and
okay,
staff,
no offense. Keep talking because I'm listening.
Okay.
Just keep going. Who's the most undependable?
Kenzie.
Okay.
We all know this.
So why would I really reserve?
I just keep on. Okay.
I said, keep talking. Why would I reserve Limo George if I know she's not going to show up?
Yeah, because it monopolizes his time, your time.
I don't want to go by myself, and I know the rest of you guys aren't going to go.
You
already got plans. You know, Dr. Thornton's not. Alfie's going to be running around with his new drone.
Oh, God, yes.
Chloe, yes.
He'll be drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll go.
All right.
It's a very convincing argument, Kenzie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most awkward thing I've ever done.
You got me now. Anyway, a movie with Don Knotts from the Andy Griffith Show.
I know that one.
Played Barney.
My bird used to whistle the theme song.
Not the same thing, but okay. But at least you know the actor. The actor.
Three's Company. He played...
Mr. Furley.
Got it.
He played Luther Heggs in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. And he had to stay in this haunted house overnight. And then that organ plays at the stroke of midnight. By itself.
Isn't it a comedy?
It is, but it still scared me as a kid.
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Chicken?
That's him.
Oh, his last name's Chicken?
I just said he played Luther Heggs.
Okay, no.
That's his nickname, Mr. Chicken.
Got it. I thought it was about a ghost of a chicken. An animated chicken ghost story.
No, it's the...
Da, 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 da.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It was Pollo Geist.
Yes.
I get credit for that one.
Oh, yeah. Full credit, baby. Full credit.
Yes.
Or a poultry geist.
That also would have been good.
Damn, I blew it.
Actually, I kind of like pollo.
Okay.
Has more flavor.
It's the ghost of a chicken. He would come in overnight and suck all the dents out of our cars. It was like some type of dent chicken fairy. Yeah, I know that one didn't make any sense. Man, I was on a roll.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I don't like that bumper. Did you load it again?
It's right there.
This was the opening theme. This is the credits are rolling, and then the organ kicks in later in the movie, but this is...
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
And it's this organ that's it's up in the very top of the house, which had like 5-6 stories, and it's covered in cobwebs, and there's... blood all over the keys. And they even tried Bon Ami to clean it. Okay.
You're going to be okay?
I believe I can shake this one off.
I'm just saying, I mean, because if you think about it, that's a song that 50 years later is still giving you goosebumps.
I want to say Vic Mizzy wrote that, performed it.
Okay.
I don't know why I know that. I just know I don't like it. Tubular Bells kind of wigs me out.
Mm-hmm.
From The Exorcist.
Okay, that makes sense.
Can't think of any other Halloween themes.
Nightmare on Elm Street for me. 1, 2.
I don't even know that theme.
Oh, that's a little kid singing about Freddy.
Yeah.
It's like counting things before going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that one. And it's funny that the theme from Halloween doesn't bother me. Tubular Bells? No.
Maybe because when Halloween came out, you were older, so you were past an age where it would really scare you. It's creepy music. You can recognize it, but it's not going to give you, you know, goosebumps the way the theme to Ghost of Mr. Chicken does.
That organ doesn't weird you out?
No, and that's because I didn't see it when I was a little kid. And if I did, maybe I was too old for it to scare me. Or maybe I'd already seen The Shakiest Gun in the West, so getting frightened of anything involving Don Knotts was a real stretch. Because I would just see him and start to laugh.
I ain't as scared of you and your organ. If I get as scared, I'll call Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yep.
Or that herpes a love bug, dude. Okay. News.
Okay. There's a photo full of controversy. Two students striking a pose before heading to the homecoming dance and now facing school suspensions because of it. The students from Taunton, Massachusetts, took a photo before the homecoming dance at one of their houses in their evening attire holding props. The props is their hobby, but the problem for it is their hobby involves airsoft guns. The photo got two high school honor students suspended. The dad snapped the photo of his son and his girlfriend ahead of Friday night's homecoming dance at the technical school where the two were juniors. After formal photos, the teens wanted to have fun, so they took photos with their airsoft guns. Then it was posted on social media. They worked up and saved the guns themselves, and they decided to tag it on social media with Homecoming 2014. And that's when the problems began. According to Richard Gross, the superintendent of the high school, he said,
there is a zero tolerance with guns. I mean, if you're kicking kids out or suspending them because they do the gun thing with their fingers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, elementary school kids.
Then
school kids.
Airsoft, BB guns, pellet guns, rubber, anything, any type of gun. You're out because there's zero tolerance.
And this is weird. The superintendent of the high school, or maybe the district, said, it's not the guns. It's the connecting of that type of posture, that type of thing, to a school event. So I guess if it was just...
They didn't go in with the airsoft guns.
No, but I think what he's saying is, had it just been a photo posted of them without the caption saying Homecoming 2014, maybe they wouldn't have had a problem with it.
I don't know. Dr. Thornton, your take?
I get the point of the superintendent. I think that, yeah, I wouldn't be harsh with them, but I would put a stop to it. You know, I would not allow that.
It's one of those things where everyone, it's after the fact, we know that these are good kids. They had no ill will intended towards anybody. But had they posted this photo and actually showed up with real guns and mowed down everyone at the homecoming dance, then everyone would have said, why didn't you react when you saw it? Oh, we thought it was okay. Mm-hmm.
You had plenty of warning. Look, right. They're holding airsoft guns. Obviously, not an intelligent move. I guess you have to be hypersensitive about these things because you never know who it is. Although, a lot of times, you got the nuts post things online of, I'm going to kill all these people and I'm going to start with my roommates because they drive me crazy.
Exactly.
Those, they don't really go after. These guys, they just got kicked out of the prom, suspended from school? What?
They got suspended. They were handed a 10-day suspension, and expulsion was put on the table. The teens and their parents have a meeting with school officials to find out if they'll be expelled. That decision is up to the principal. Meantime, they've already got a petition circulating to have the suspension reversed.
There's got to be more than just this. And Mark Davis has said this before. He goes, zero tolerance just means no brain, zero thinking. Because you have to... There is no zero tolerance in the legal system.
No.
There's always mitigating factors, intent, different variables. Why is it you're holding kids to a higher standard than we hold adults? Is that fair?
That's a fair point, yeah. I think the legal system has...
That's a fair point. I don't think it's a good one, though. That's the way it sounded.
No, I didn't mean it that way. No, I think it's two different problems, though.
You agree with me on this, or we ain't dancing to Motown music during the next break.
Mm-hmm. Let's dance.
That's what we're doing this last break. I was playing one of the Motown bumpers. I forget what. Dr. Thornton.
Sweet soul music. That's what it was.
We were singing, dancing. Kenzie's giggling. Yeah. Look at the old man. I bet they're about to die. She goes, that's so cute. I wonder if they're peeing in their pants at the same time.
They are, Kinsey. They are.
I wonder if when you get that old, you sink up.
why was your incontinence is synced up? Yeah,
why was that funny to you or cute to you or whatever?
Y'all were just glowing.
What do you mean? There's no word. Dr. Thornton's still glowing.
They were staring at each other and glowing and snapping and head shaking and just looking at each other like, yeah.
It's a traffic bumper that I've got that I pulled just because I like Motown.
Well, I missed it. Let me see what I missed.
Yeah.
I was in with Alfie. He was showing me his new drone.
That sounds gay.
A little bit.
And I didn't think anybody would have any clue what this was from. Okay. You could just kind of tell it's Motown.
All right.
the bass player. He was earning his money on this one, bitch.
I hear him.
It's repetitious. I just like Motown. And I don't think it's got anything to do with my age, because in the mid-60s, I don't think I was listening to Motown. I don't think it was allowed in white neighborhoods. I'm not kidding. It's a one-hit wonder from a guy called, what was his name? Arthur Connolly. It's okay. Called Sweet Soul Music.
Yeah, I know this song. I love this song.
How do you know it?
I used to K-love my oldies.
They played this?
Yeah. The Spotlight on Otis Redding, Spotlight on James Brown.
Yep. Yeah. It was just it was about a lot of the soul singers in the 60s. And
sure.
Arthur Connolly thought, I'll just ride on this wave and say everybody's name in the song. Everybody be my friend. That way I ain't starting no East Side, West Side.
Alfie, did you listen to Caleb because you got trapped in the car and like your mom or your dad had it on?
Exactly.
Yeah, same here. That's how I got stuck listening to smooth jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My God. And my mom would wonder why it is I'd fall asleep in the car. Like, why do you always fall asleep? Because you're playing this.
I'm not asleep. I'm in a coma. You wretched winch. Here's what the song sounds like with lyrics. I won't play all of it.
Do you like good music?
No processing on the voice, no reverb, no auto-tune, no Kanye BS, just a brother singing his great big black dong off. Oh, I'm Kanye West, I'm a genius. You a hack. You a process, not even just a real hack, you a process hack.
You're right. This whole song is just ass kissing.
It is.
Yeah. That and you and Dr. Thornton, you're really getting down. I like it.
That wicked Wilson Pickett can help. Singing Frosty and Sandy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Spotlight on Otis Redding now. Singing bam, 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 bam. Didn't even find anything rhyme with Otis Redding. He just goes, sing bam, 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 bam. I'm black and talented. You're right. This whole song was just an ass kiss to Otis Redding, Sam and Dave.
Spotlight on James Brown, y'all.
You done right, better be done right. Somebody gonna get shot.
What'd
they play on that rock station in Dallas, Fort Worth today? Arthur Connolly. They played Motown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just any Motown.
Can y'all please do that at the next White Trash? Please.
Sweet Soul Music?
Yes, both of y'all.
I don't know. That's in a key that's kind of hard for me.
And Alfie, too.
That's my guess is probably an E. Brothers like E. Or a B. Mm. I can see why they like B.
Yep.
I don't know. You want to try?
Sure.
Okay.
I just had to tell Kenzie the joke.
What joke? The B?
Yeah. She was just looking around the room like, huh?
I don't know. I would have got it if they said it was in the key of N. See, she got that one.
I didn't get that. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm still confused.
Everybody got that.
So, kids, don't go to school and take photos of airsoft guns.
Yeah.
<You're right. laughs> We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:34, another check on traffic. Over the myplates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Getting started off in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before the tollway. That earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic still slow in the area. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Cockrell Hill. That accident there is now gone. Traffic still unwinding back from Hampton Road. And Allen southbound 75 right at Bethany got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is still kind of jacked up in the area. And finally, in Denton, Side Street accident for you both. North and southbound lanes of 377 right at I-35 are completely shut down due to an accident. I don't know. You can try taking Locust to get around there or something. I don't know. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Tonight, clear skies, 54 will be the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 80. Right now, 74 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Charles Barkley has not met a sensitive topic he could not dig into, and now he's speaking on what he calls a dirty, dark secret in the African-American community. I have audio that goes along with this. It is cut three. During an interview with a Philadelphia radio station, I think it was on Friday, Barkley expounded on claims that Seattle Seahawks football quarterback Russell Wilson was not liked by some of his teammates, in part because he wasn't considered to be black enough. Barkley said, he's not at all surprised.
We as black people, we're never going to be successful, not because of you white people, because of other black people. When you're black, you have to deal with so much crap in your life from other black people. It's a dirty, dark secret. I'm glad it's coming out. It comes out every few years. I wrote a big chapter in my book about it, to be honest with you. I said,
you didn't write no book? Yeah, hard time with talk. I don't talk good, but I can word it.
You know, when young black kids, you know, when they do well in school, the loser kids tell them, oh, you're acting white. The kids who speak intelligently, they tell them you're acting white. So it's a dirty, dark secret in the black community. One of the reasons we're never going to be successful as a whole because of other black people. And for some reason, we are brainwashed to think if you're not a thug or an idiot, you're not black enough.
That gives you
actually,
the flavor.
Huh?
So that gives you the flavor.
That actually sounds like something Bill Cosby would say, since he's gone to universities and made speeches at commencement, things like that.
And he's
his
taking...
thing is, take responsibility for yourself. Don't expect anybody else to do anything. He's never really said, be white. He's just kind of pushed, I don't mean this to rhyme, but just do the right thing. Be right.
Right. Yeah, and he told members of the black community as well, you know, pull your pants up.
Are we talking about Barkley or Cosby?
I'm staying with what you were talking about with Cosby. And there was something else as well. But yeah, in essence, and he took heat from it, from parts of the black community for saying, no, we don't. Oh, I think it was also, and also said, stop using the N-word.
Yeah.
And then parts of the black community said, we don't want to. Who are you to tell us, old man? Why are you telling us to be like something we're not?
I don't know. Maybe you had to go through a time where black people were treated like eighth-class citizens. They were treated like, really, agriculture. Like they had some slave owners treated their animals better than they did their slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Or you had to go through the civil rights. I know Bill Cosby's not that old, but you had to go through the civil rights movement and see what the black community's gained since then.
I can understand.
I don't know, it's hard for me to argue about a lot of what Barkley said. What he's saying is be true to thine own self.
Right.
I only know it because Paul Lynde said it in the Hollywood Squares.
However you know it, you know it.
Yep.
And in essence, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But he caught grief.
What's happening is that he pulled back that curtain somewhat and said, yeah, when you are as successful, what you heard him say, when you're a successful black person, you get pressure from other black people to be like, you might get called Uncle Tom. And part of what he was referring to is the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson. He's biracial. And it was brought up to him at one point because there were sources, players in the team supposedly don't like him because he's not black enough. Because he acts too white or he's too much of a company man as opposed to a team guy, meaning the other players in the locker room.
And they think that's because he's biracial.
Well, they're saying it's because he acts too white.
What is, all right, I'd like for a black person to tell me what's too white. Because if you ask me what's too black, I'm not going to have an answer. And if I do, I'm certainly not going to tell you.
I guess the equivalent might be when people like Bieber and Miley Cyrus act all black and everything, you know. I mean, come on, guys.
Bieber doesn't act black. Bieber acts a fool.
Well, yeah.
All right, so who is Barkley getting grief from?
I don't know how much grief he's actually taken. It's just that it's a controversial thing because it's not often talked about, and he even mentioned that as well.
Well, the term street cred came from someplace.
And he mentioned that at one point in the interview, saying it's like, the whole idea of street cred is stupid because what street cred is whether or not you've been to jail. And he's like, we all should know that going to jail should not be glorified. This isn't something that you should be bragging about. Ooh, I went to jail. Why are you happy about this?
The only reason you brag about it is if you've been and you're trying to just save face, whatever color your face is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you go to jail? Yeah, I did. I made it for 3 hours and nobody messed with me. Then Tim Powers got me out.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, because it's a very odd thing, you know, for someone to brag about, oh, I've been in jail. Okay, so I wonder if you were bragging about it when you were in it. Were you super ecstatic about it? Like, yeah, I'm in jail. Yay!
Or no, you waited until you got out. With your chest puffed out.
Because people were afraid of you. You felt like you had respect.
That's right. We bad. I know I'm in jail with Gene Wilder, but I'm still bad.
Stir crazy.
Yes.
Let me listen to it again.
We as black people, we're never going to be successful, not because of you white people, because of other black people. When you're black, you have to deal with so much crap in your life from other black people. It's a dirty, dark secret. I'm glad it's coming out. It comes out every few years. I wrote a big chapter in my book about it, to be honest with you. I said, you know, when young black kids, you know, when they do well in school, the loser kids tell them, oh, you're acting white. The kids who speak intelligently, they tell them you're acting white. So it's a dirty, dark secret in the black community. One of the reasons we're never going to be successful as a whole because of other black people. And for some reason, we are brainwashed to think if you're not a thug or an idiot, you're not black enough.
Last part I don't know about.
That's where I leave it up to the expert in this scenario, and that is Charles Barkley.
Well, you want somebody that's gone through this who has a perspective. Because unless you were a white guy that grew up in a black community, you couldn't get away with saying this.
No. Now, I can say that I remember I witnessed a very, very small level of it when I was in high school. So one of the guys in our football team, he was black, he was a running back. He was also really, really smart. He was in AP chemistry, and I think he wanted to be like a doctor or something. And he occasionally took crap from other black players on the team because he was smart. And he would, and they would ask him, why are you in chemistry? You don't need all that. And he would have to justify himself because he would have to say, because I like science.
So you want to be quiet? No, it's not that I'm smart. We're all smart. You might be lazy. And that's not a racial characteristic. They're just, like, I was lazy. Yeah, I didn't want to take anything that had anything to do with me spending time in class. Algebra, lick my ass. Right. I'm not learning it. I'll learn enough to get a D and then graduate.
Right. Now, let's say
But I didn't look at smart white kid and go, what's you in this genius thing?
You did not do that. But imagine if, was Mark your brother? Was he real studious, real smart? Or at least compared, you know, or is he dumber than you? Which was it?
What do you mean as far as dumb goes?
Were the two of you pretty equal as far as students, or was one, you know, in the honor roll and the other wasn't?
I'd rather not say.
The only reason I ask is...
He's my brother, and he can't defend himself because he's not here.
All right. Then let's say you were the lazy one.
Okay.
And he was doing really well in school. That's going to make you look bad to mom and dad because they're going to compare the two of you and go like, well, why aren't you doing what he's doing? Or you on your own might have some guilt knowing, as you admitted, that you were lazy. And then you look at Mark, who's really excelling. He turns in all his work on time and he gets A's. You don't like it because it makes you feel bad because you know you could do it, but you don't want to because you're lazy.
I have no idea what point you're trying to make. I didn't feel guilty about anything because he was a lazy bastard.
That's why I said it's a hypothetical.
That's why I didn't mean to say that.
Never mind.
I'm sure there are things he excelled in. We just never figured out what it was. I could lie and say I was a lazy one and I wasn't driven.
The controversy began when...
yeah, this is going to save this.
No. When the report that was denied by Seahawks players, including Richard Sherman, who said the accusations were made up, and Wilson, too, had shaken off the story, and he said, black enough? I don't even know what that means. I'm just an educated, well-spoken man.
Yeah, and why does there have to be any racial, any type of relationship there? Hey, he's well-spoken. You know, it's even better because he's black. That's a gift.
That's a Biden comment. That's a Joe Biden comment.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like people would talk about Colin Powell. He's so articulate. There are a lot of people in the government that are articulate. Why are they articulate? Why are you pointing at him? Well, you know, he is.
Mr. Biden, zip it.
It's like it's a... they stand out from the crowd. Well, they're so... Look, President Obama, he's so well-spoken. Yeah?
And right before Biden was able to probably say he stands out because of it, his people basically were able to rush him off and then knock him out.
Yeah. Because, you know, Biden was going to say, he's so well-spoken. I really should have gotten this one right. He's so well-spoken. I need this sound effect. Give me a second. Our president is so well spoken, especially for it.
Yeah.
Well, wait, I didn't get to finish.
No, you're done.
Especially for it. Okay, that one almost caught me.
Shovel guy, I gotta pay attention.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to employ the Biden blowgun.
The sheriff, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, come here. Don't you know this man is a nit? Okay, nobody laughed at that one. What do you got, Alfie?
Everyone but line three is a black person calling in.
How do you know?
I question their motives.
They're going to have to hold.
Hey! The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:55, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Not a whole lot going on, only a couple incidents. Let's get started off in Irving. Southbound on the bush right at Wallet Hill. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 114. And in Denton, both north and southbound lanes at 377 right at I-35 are shut down due to an accident. You can try taking Lowe's to get around it, but otherwise just kind of avoid that little area. Listen to us all week long for a shot to win tickets to the exclusive Motley Crue show this Saturday. Actually, tomorrow's the last day we're giving them away. More info on it is at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear skies, 54 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 80. Right now, it's 74 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What?
That's a big bitch bug, man.
Well, how big was it? I don't know, man. It's about the size of my fist, about the size of peanut butter banana sandwich. What do I care? I got a growth on the end of my pecker.
See, Kinsey, all these things you're missing out on if you go, just attend movie day with Russ.
We'd watch the Bubba Hotep.
Yes.
We'd watch Coming to America.
We did watch Bubba Hotep.
We did?
Yes.
Okay.
and ate pancakes.
We did?
Yes, in the horrible storm.
Oh, that's right.
That sounds like your style, making pancakes, watching a movie.
They're delicious.
Man knows how to make a pancake.
Yes, he does.
It's too bad most of the bitches never get to taste them.
They're dumb. I feel bad for them. Y'all are missing out.
That's all right. I'll find a bitch who wants my pancakes.
Along with that batter.
I just want the pancakes.
Ah, shut up. Alfie, lines 2 and 3?
Yes. 3 is white. Everyone else is not.
How do you know line 3 is white?
Did they
sound smart?
No.
Oh, God. I don't know how you judge these things.
They generally self-identify. Callers, that is.
Okay.
It's like a registration?
Yes, Miles.
Hi, I was calling. I agree 100% with Charles Barkley.
Now, which one? Which one are you, the black one or the white one?
I'm the black one.
All right. I'm just making sure where I was.
I'm the black one, but it happens.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you gone through this? Have you gotten grief from other, like, friends, whatever? Why are you acting smart? What is it with you?
To tell you the truth, I have no idea. I'm a successful business owner. I take care of my child. I drive a nice car. It's like everything that I do, it's white, so to speak. And what I don't understand
It's white and as far as the perception of black people you know.
Right. Exactly. Well, no.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that you're doing it trying to be white. You're just being a good father, a good provider.
I'm just being me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's everything that's associated with me, they consider it white. I don't understand why it is that black people always say that, okay, well, if you're doing something that's good, you're acting white. I'm not going to act like, you know, I'm not going to say the word, but I'm not going to act like that.
Do you really think it's a good portion of the black community?
Yeah.
That looks at somebody successful that's black and went, well, he turned on us. He just become a Tom.
Let me ask you this. Whenever, what's his name, O.J. Simpson, whenever he got off for killing Nicole, everybody was excited and everyone was happy. But when Zimmerman got off for killing Trayvon, everything just broke loose. You know what I mean? And it's a law. And I'm going to say this, if black people were to get out and vote and read what they're voting for, then maybe some of these laws that they disagree with wouldn't pass.
Miles, white people don't read and really understand what they're voting for. White people, black people, they know straight ticket voting, and that's about it.
And I agree. And you're 100% correct. But, like, I go back and forth with a lot of my friends on a lot of different things, and especially the law. I vote. I make sure that I vote. You know, and that's another thing. Like, you vote, so you're acting white. Well, how is that acting white by me voting? I'm voting.
There are a lot of white people that don't vote. The majority of Americans don't vote.
Exactly.
And it's what is it, Dan?
Well, I was just going to ask Miles, if for the black friends that tell you you're acting white, what is their expectation of you to act black? What are you supposed to be doing?
That I don't know. You know, I can't act any other way than the way that I act. I can't speak a certain way. The way that I talk is the way that I talk.
But,
I can't help it that I went to school and I learned. I got an education. I have 3 degrees. You know, I'm a...
You got how many?
3.
Well, you're pissing me off now.
Am I now acting white?
You whiter than I am, because I didn't even get a full degree.
Same here.
Hey, I listen to you guys every day, man. I love the show. You know, I could stay on the phone all day with the same conversation because I talk about this a lot with a lot of people constantly.
Are we your favorite white people?
Yes, you guys are my favorite white people.
Thank you.
Can you believe it? Except for the white people that make me money. I like them too.
I understand that.
That makes sense.
All right. Thank you, Miles.
No, I'm just joking. No, I do. I like you guys, man. I mean, I listen to you every day. You know, I would love to come into the station and hang out with you.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Why not?
We got security.
And that's not a racist thing. Russ don't like anyone hanging out in here.
No, I meant racist.
I thought you did.
No, you don't.
No, it's... Shtick aside. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Shut up.
See, I really can't take a stance on this because I didn't grow up in a black community. Charles Barkley did. He can say that. He can say he never directly said, this happened to me. I tried to become educated. I tried to act smart. And my brothers said, what's up with you? All of a sudden, now you think it's okay to be uppity? Because I just want to be a better person. It's got nothing to do with race. You got plenty of rednecks that are I'll back up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got plenty of rednecks that are fine just driving around in their trucks and f***ing goats. So it's not... Really, it's not all racial. A lot of it's cultural.
Mm-hmm.
You got some people that just don't know any better, and there are plenty of stupid backwoods white people that have no freaking clue.
And they will act and say and do some of the same things that Barkley was talking about. I've seen some folks in Johnson County that were not fortunate enough to, you know, get to college or have the opportunities that maybe other kids had. I saw it as well when I was rural Oklahoma, seeing kids that were just.
I'm sorry, they were uppity Oklahomans?
No, I was saying, I've seen kids that in rural Oklahoma where it was the same thing. They would make fun of those who were smarter or who got better grades. You're right, it's not just a racial thing, it's just a cultural deal.
I can't hang out with you. You're too uppity. You dance at the good bar in Ardmore.
There you go.
Alfie, do I want to run through these?
Yeah, I start with line 5.
Okay, here we go. Yes, Vanessa.
Hi, I wanted to go along with the cultural thing. It's not just in the black community. It's also in Hispanic communities, many minorities. But I personally believe that it comes from home. Everything starts at home. If you have parents that are speaking a certain way and living their life a certain way, they allow their children to do the same. And so as a child, when you see something different, then that's when they want to tease somebody or call them names.
And, you know, that's really, if you break it all down, you've pretty much covered all of it. That's been the reason for every divisiveness, for any aggression against one person, race, religion, whatever. It's always been, you're different. We don't like you. We're going to start a war. That's how humanity started, and that's how it's going to end.
And I'm actually Mexican-American, and I have to say it that way because... My personal experience growing up in Oak Cliff, I got teased a lot too, that I was acting too white and, you know, why did I talk the way I do? And my response to them was, because I'm speaking proper English, now I'm automatically trying to be white. I don't understand that.
Can I ask you something about yourself?
Yes.
Why do you listen to us?
I love you guys.
Okay. I'm just curious. We seem, for whatever reason, I have no clue, and this is not a brag, we seem to run all demos, all racial boundaries, all political boundaries. I don't get it, and I don't know why.
I love you guys.
Okay.
I really do.
I have to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Vaya con Dios. What's wrong with that? She probably knew what it meant.
Well, if you're going to be racist and assume it.
She said she spoke Spanish.
Did she?
Yes.
She said she was Mexican-American.
Yeah, she got it. She knows what Vaya con Dios means. I heard it all the time, the Lone Ranger.
You're right, though, that you nailed it as far as, like, we as people typically don't like anything that is different.
She nailed it.
Well, yeah.
Well, you're not acting like the rest of us Mexicans.
Okay.
Well, you're not acting like the rest of us. It's like the divisiveness with, you know, normal white people and rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with you uppity white people?
Yeah.
Drive your trucks around all the time and not once you tump it over. Well, we're not always into partying like you and Bubette.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Bubette's feast.
I don't know. Yeah, no, but I can see that sort of conversation happening on a dirt road somewhere, on a red dirt road. I think you better than me just because I screw goats.
Or I have to screw goats just because you get to screw real women.
Mm-hmm. Because you went and got a degree and you started learning and you learned about other animals to screw, not just goats. And you went and expanded your horizons.
I could have expanded my horizons. My daddy was rich. He was a Dallas Cowboy.
My daddy, Walt Garrison. Yeah. You don't think I could go out and find me a good woman? I could screw anything I want. But daddy told me it was okay to...
Your daddy told you you could be whatever you wanted to be?
My daddy said I could just be, I didn't have to fall in his shadow. He, just because he walked around all the time, a man bigger than life itself. He just walked up and go, I'm Walt Garrison. People would just cower. My daddy told me it's okay, Ben. If you need a goat, you goat.
So now when Ben goes around goats, they cower.
Because as far as they're concerned, I'm bigger than life.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares if I had a bunch of baby Ben goats?
Sorry. Why do you always steer me into that?
I steer you into nothing.
You can make me swear.
I wasn't trying to steer you into anything except for possibly a Euless police car. Left running with the keys in.
But white cup.
Mm-hmm.
Any more of these, Alfie?
Maybe four.
Okay.
Or six. Six is also good.
What do you recommend?
I would go with six.
Is it Milo or Milo?
Milo.
Go ahead, Milo.
Yeah, man. I'm a black college student. Like, now... You see it a lot. Like, I used to live in Dallas, and, like, I never saw anyone else around. A lot of black people. But as soon as you move out here into, like, the, like, more rural area, like...
I don't know where out here is.
Well, probably, I guess, Plano.
You could say what city, but it's not like people are going to hunt you down.
Well, more Plano.
Are you in Plano?
Yeah. Oh, but more Plano, you tend to see, like, the more the black people out here, they tend to be more against you or... So I'm usually be like the only black guy in a science class. But there'd be a lot of black girls, but the black guys, yeah, I'm the only one. So you don't see as much.
I'm missing it. Are you getting grief from people or what?
You tend to get more grief, as in it's more grief because you don't see it. Majority of times you'll see a lot of black guys that go into more business.
I would think it would be less grief and, I don't know what the right word is, so I'm going to not dig for it. Some place like Plano or, Fort Worth, Highland Park.
South Lake. Or,
different places where there's a better mixture of blacks, white, Hispanics. It's not all just concentrated. Seems like everybody would be more accepting. You would be Milo instead of a black kid. If I looked at you and somebody went, hey, who is he? I think his name's Milo. Well, who is he? I still think his name's Milo. I don't have to identify you as a black kid. You think people would be more accepting in a more suburban area?
It's almost sometimes completely
opposite. All right, so anybody gives you grief, you tell them, I said, your name is Milo.
Right.
And you're not black, white, or anything. You're a man.
Yep.
And then shoot him.
That'll really make their head spin.
There you go.
Dr. Thornton, any comments?
Right on, brother.
I'm just trying.
Jesus, man.
Man, I'm almost out of pants because I'm flying by the bottom of me.
Yeah.
Anything you agree with, disagree with?
No, I agree with you. And I think that people have long had to learn to speak two languages. People who come from, some minority culture have long had to learn to speak the dominant culture language, go home. It's almost like two different languages. You just have to be able to be fluent in both and with, no transitional period sometimes, just boom. Back.
I'm trying to think if I do that when I'm out in public as if I go out. because here, you know, I try and lose the accent a little bit. I'm not really that focused on it because
it's a relaxed environment.
I don't give a damn. Look at the ratings. If somebody thinks I'm a hick, what the? I don't really. I'm just thinking, do I change when I get out in public? Do I talk a little bit more like this so I feel a little more at home?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do.
I think for the most part you're the same. And then that what you were saying and what Dr. Thornton was saying also reminded me, I forget who, well, we didn't know who it was. Was it Limo George or some limo driver that said there was one of the big name rappers has his rap basically alter ego. And then he has how he really sounds when he's not in the public eye. Like he'll go out going, yeah.
You want me to help you out?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, yes. Yes. Right. Yes.
You be the white voice.
Right. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I got that handle. All the bitches love me.
Usually because I buy them dinner first.
And I always spend a lot of money because I make a lot of money. And that's the way I roll.
And I also make sure to ask their parents their permission before taking them out on that first date.
And the one time that one of them white daddies said I couldn't take his daughter out, I said,
I'm going to put a banana in your tailpipe.
That's what I needed. Thank you.
Say what?
That's what I needed. Thank you.
Oh.
That's cool, y'all.
You like the black Dan, white Dan?
Yeah, man.
I wish we had written something.
I know. That, yeah. Oh, well.
Days like this, you go, Dan, this could be funny if we just, if we weren't so shiftless and didn't write anything.
If we knew what the hell we were going to do today.
Okay. Barkley, I don't think he deserves any grief because if you're a black man, you grew up in a black community, then you got a better perspective than anybody else.
Yeah, it's really hard to argue with somebody if they're saying, hey, this is what I experienced.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to guess he probably did.
I don't know what his background is.
He's a black man from Georgia. I was going to say he's from the South. He was also one of the ones that came out publicly after Adrian Peterson. Everyone's criticizing him for whooping his son. Charles Barkley came out publicly and said, that's what we do in the South. We spank our kids.
Well, I'm from the South and I got whipped, but I wouldn't do it if I had kids. If I won't spank my dogs, I'm not going to spank a human being. Unless she's into it. Well, some chicks like to get spanked on the bobo.
Mm-hmm. And why?
Don't
is that?
Look at me. I see you.
All right. Those other two lines, I don't need to take Alfie. Are we out?
Oh, I got some other stuff. Actually, I wanted to read this just so, is it so timely? Jose Canseco was cleaning his gun. I'm going to give you one guess as to what happened.
First of all, it was loaded.
Yes.
And he shot himself.
Very good. Now, anything more specific than that, that's just unfair. So what did he hit?
His weenie?
No. He managed to blow off almost in its entirety his left middle finger while cleaning a handgun in his house.
I forget. Does he have an accent?
Not really, no.
All right. Then never mind.
Jose's fiance, Layla Knight, was there when it happened. She says he was cleaning the gun at the kitchen table and didn't know it was loaded. She told the L.A. Times, I heard the gun go off and saw his middle finger hanging by a string. It will either have to be amputated or have full reconstruction surgery. The bullet...
And you know that chick, his wife, you know she walked up and went, you shot your finger off. I know that.
Why'd you...
I just want to point out how stupid you are. You shot your own finger off. Boom! How you going to hold a bat now? Or whatever sport it is you play.
Well, he's retired from baseball, thank God.
Oh.
The bullet ripped through the bottom part of his finger. So even under the best circumstances.
Oh, Jesus. And that's obviously, that's at close range because it's not like you clean a gun 20 feet from your hand.
No, you don't.
I have never understood, and I never will, how somebody would go, I thought the gun was empty. Every movie, every time somebody pulls a gun out of the glove box, they flip the chamber open to see if it's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
You think that would be enough of a campaign in itself? Since all movies do it, think of any movie where somebody picked up a gun and didn't pop the clip out or flip the chamber open to see if it was loaded.
Or rack it.
Always. The only time it kind of works against you is, I don't remember if I told this on the air or not, I heard something out in my motor court last weekend.
Okay.
So I grabbed one of my guns.
Mm-hmm.
It went outside to check. Was this on the air or off here?
This was off.
Okay.
I forget what the noise was, but it was enough to make the dogs bark and caught my attention. Grabbed one of my revolvers, one of my six shooters. Went out, checked everywhere, felt comfortable there was nothing out there. Came back in, flipped the chamber open. The gun was empty.
Oh, my God.
It was one that I had chucked clean, and I forgot to reload it.
So you went out to your motor court with an empty gun.
It doesn't always work, assuming a gun's always loaded. Because I'm sure most people, had they actually been in my motor court, if I went outside and pulled the trigger, and then I had to go, pew, pew.
You don't think that would have scared him off immediately?
Dude, just pull the trigger once and you don't hear a loud noise.
And you have to make a sound real quick?
You got to run on the fly.
You're dead, man. Get down.
Pew! You hear that? Yeah. That's a ricochet. But it does reinforce it. I always assume all my guns are always loaded.
Right.
So as far as cleaning one and then shooting one.
This is so stupid. I always assume my guns are loaded. That's why I go outside to take on a home intruder with an empty-ass gun.
I'd like to take credit for the fact that I always respect a gun and assume it's loaded.
Yeah, I think in this sense that you may have respected it too much.
I should have gone the movie route and flipped the chamber open. Okay, it's empty. Don't take this one. Because I've learned before the pew, pew, that doesn't work.
You mean they don't instantly cower in fear?
No. Give me one more story. I'll see if we can find it out.
We've had a couple. The pew, pew had me.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear everybody laughing? A new study of 3,200 men out of the University of Montreal found that men who've had sex with at least 20 different women have a significantly lower risk of prostate cancer.
Well, that one's hard to figure out. They didn't just want to say men who either have a lot of sex or masturbate a lot have a lower chance of prostate cancer because
right.
They keep their tubes cleaned out.
Exactly. Men who've had sex with at least 20 women cut their risk of developing prostate cancer by 28% and were 19% less likely to get the most aggressive form of prostate cancer. The researchers think it's because men who are that active and having the most sex of anyone, even more than married guys. There have been links in the past that found climaxing during sex helps fight prostate cancer, and the men having sex with a bunch of different women are certainly going to be doing that.
Well, the bunch of different women, that adds a taboo aspect to it, and your ejaculatory response to the event may be more intense.
Mm-hmm.
So you're cleaning out more germs, bacteria that may store inside your body.
Yeah.
But if that research is accurate, that will be the one thing I'll never get is prostate cancer. I don't know why Fetner keeps checking me. I'm lucky if I got one sperm cell stays in my body more than a six-hour period.
It's like you got a little flag that comes up. Like, oh, we have a new one.
Got a new sperm cell. It's all right, he ain't going to be here long.
Oh, man, I think I'll sit back and relax.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, I'm here. I'm obviously going to be, oh, hell.
I just got here.
I had to pick the one guy that masturbates every 6 hours. It's like some type of spermal bussing. No?
Nope.
Okay, can't go out on that
one. Don't look, as Dr. Thornton said so.
Well, I don't think spermal's a word.
No. Researchers at Chapman University in Southern California just released the results of a national survey about what we're afraid of. You want to try to guess any of these?
what we're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Like real things.
Top five things we're afraid of. Yes, real things. Yeah, this isn't the yearly.
All right, I'm make this a little more generic. Viruses. Like Ebola, AIDS, syphilis.
Not right now.
Okay. My naked picture's getting online.
Number three, lack of safety on the internet. I'm going to give you that. Yeah, because I have the top five. The rest of the top ten you had coming down with a serious illness, so I'll give you that one. The government tracking internet activity.
What do I care?
I know.
What are they going to do?
Some people really hate that.
Well, then there are programs where you can conceal your IP address.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares if the government knows what I'm looking at? I don't care.
Running out of money.
Yeah, that's, I don't, you lost me.
Yeah, that's not one of your fears. Companies tracking our internet activity.
I have a concern about that, which is why I even offered to buy everybody up here their own personal computer. So the company can't really, and get our own Wi-Fi system. So the company can't really go through our computers. We're not doing anything, but it's still none of their business. We're at work. There are a lot of things we have to research. It's none of your business.
It's a lot of things we got to research. It's not exactly HR friendly. Also, identity theft. So now we got the top five. You've already got number three, lack of safety on the internet.
So there's more?
Yeah, you still have the top five.
Oh.
I gave you like 6 through 10.
All right, obviously being hacked isn't one of them.
Right, lack of safety on the internet, that falls under it.
Anybody want to help?
Going to prison?
No.
Going to jail?
No.
Have an attorney that sends a bail bondsman out that's not licensed for Tarrant County, so you got to stay in there another 2.5 hours?
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, here to get you out. Oh, he's not licensed for Tarrant County. Well,
why did he show up? Damn.
The bonds guy, I don't know. I don't even know why Tim Powers called him.
Should have called Bubba.
Yeah, because Bubba's licensed for Tarrant County.
Yes, he is. Public speaking. 8.8% of us are very afraid of public speaking.
I'm not really big on public speaking. I just, if I get up and I'm looking at the crowd, I just visualize that they're all dead. And nude.
Okay.
First of all, I know if somebody asked me, this is the reason I don't have a problem with public speaking. They asked me to come speak to a group. I know everybody in that room is stupider than I am. Or they wouldn't have asked me. So I got no problem showing up.
So you kind of feel like the leader?
I have to be. Who else would ask me to come and speak to a group? Oh, we need his insight. Yeah, okay. You guys are a bunch of idiots.
Like normal, ask you to come speak at their deal, right?
Could you please come and talk to one of our meeting, one of our meetings? I don't smoke weed. I don't have a feeling either way on weed. You want to smoke weed? Smoke weed. That's all I would. You want to pay me to come out and say something for 8 seconds?
They would. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming. You like weed? Smoke weed. You don't like weed? Don't smoke weed. Got to go. Where's my $5,000?
I think they'd be on their feet.
I like weed. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be like a weed pepper.
I never said I like weed. I said, you like weed? You smoke weed.
Doesn't matter. They'd be happy with it. Like, this man knows us. He gets us.
He's on our side. He understand. I don't understand anything.
He just dropped the microphone and walked off.
Hang on. Let's see if I got one for this one. No. No, no.
Okay. 8.9% of us said they're legitimately afraid of being a victim in a mass shooting.
You know, it's almost 7:30. That's my biggest fear, is wasting a half hour where we don't get any credit for the ratings. All right, anytime we go past 7:10, somebody shoot me in a limb. And make sure the gun's loaded. And don't shoot me with a BB gun, because that's just going to make me mad.
Damn it. I was reaching for the machine gun.
Yeah, like you got one.
The BB gun in the drawer.
Just shoot me with a BB gun.
You said to.
Nice.
Number three, you already got lack of safety on the internet. 11% of us feel unsafe when we're online. Identity theft is number two. 19.6% said very afraid of it happening to them. And then finally, number one, 20% of people say they feel not safe at all walking alone at night.
Did they say why?
Mm-mm.
Where they were.
Mm-mm. They just said
it had no effect on them where they happened to be as far as their GPS location.
No, they left this completely out of context. And no location as far as where they might be, where they're afraid to be.
Let's see if Kenzie has a punchline. Kenzie?
Well,
yeah, all right then.
I'm going to hug you. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
Damn, my GPS is busted. I ended up right in the middle of Squatch Town.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.